no risk and about a checking and savings account with no minimum balance and 100% liquidity. That's Money and Retirement Talk, Saturdays from 2 to 3 p.m., Sundays 11 to noon, right here on AM 760.
Hey, Colorado, this is Ed Schultz, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
Iraq violence mounts.
The highest level ever.
Found alive and well.
How you feeling?
Good. Swan song.
This is a special edition of Today
for Katie Couric.
I'm feeling happy and sad and completely out of control.
Good morning, I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. How well is the war in Iraq going? The Pentagon's latest assessment is a mixed picture. CBS News Pentagon correspondent David Martin says the report finds the insurgency strong and dangerous.
Average weekly attacks on Americans and Iraqis, more than 600 a week. Average daily casualties, that's killed and wounded. American troops down from 25 2 years ago to about 15. But Iraqis, both civilian and military, way up from 30 to nearly 80.
One sign of progress, Iraqi troops are taking the lead in a growing area of the country. Still, the insurgency has deep roots, especially in Anbar province, where the U.S. is redeploying 1,500 troops. Not nearly enough, says CBS News military consultant Mitch Mitchell.
You've got to get in there and have a complete presence where no one can move without you detecting them. We can't do it with small forces we have. We expect the Iraqi security forces to help, but they're not yet. They're not ready yet.
New details are emerging on the alleged massacre of civilians last November in Haditha, live to CBS News reporter Tom Foti.
Well, Nick, the New York Times quotes a senior military official in Iraq as saying the very first military investigation found doubts about the account of the Marines involved, that some of the two dozen civilians who died were killed by a roadside bomb. Colonel Janis Karpinski, the former MP commander at the notorious Abu Ghraib prison, says an independent inquiry is needed.
Until we get an impartial team of people not under the influence of the Pentagon, we're never going to get to the truth.
She was interviewed by the BBC. Nick?
Well, the family of CBS News correspondent Kimberly Dozier has arrived at the hospital in Germany where she is being treated for wounds from a roadside bombing on Monday. Correspondent Sheila McVicker.
She remains in critical condition. She is stable. She's on a ventilator and sedated. Doctors are saying they don't really anticipate much change in her condition in the coming hours or days.
And today in Iraq, two women have been shot to death by American troops north of Baghdad after the military says they failed to stop at a checkpoint. Jury deliberations resumed this morning in the court-martial of Army Sergeant Santos Cardona, the dog handler charged with detainee abuse at Abu Ghraib prison. CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato is covering.
Deliberations began after prosecutors portrayed Cardona as a freelancing fund seeker and the defense declared this man did absolutely nothing wrong. Much of the focus has been on one detainee, Mohamed Belendia, who was bitten in each leg after Cardona twice released his dog. The prosecution says that was out of bounds, that the U.S. would never put up with one of its soldiers being treated that way in detention. Defense lawyers contend Cardona acted properly under policies encouraged by superiors after Belendia assaulted another soldier during a weapon search. Four officers and three enlisted soldiers are deciding this case. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Fort Meade, Maryland.
What a story. And what relief now that 8-year-old Evan Thompson's been found alive and none the worse for wear 4 days after wandering away while camping in a rugged area of Colorado. His aunt, Teddy Gray, says the family still numb.
We are overjoyed, overwhelmed to have Evan safe and back with us.
A report in the Denver Post says rescuers were able to track Evan because of his Spider-Man sneakers, which leave distinctive spider web footprints. They're getting safer. The latest National Highway Traffic Safety Administration ratings show SUVs are less likely to roll over. Here's CBS News correspondent John Harchie.
39 SUVs, 42% of the current models rated, earn 4 stars in the government's new rollover ratings. That's up from 34% that earned 4 stars last year. The government says that's because most SUVs are now available with electronic stability control. The Chevy HHR, Chrysler Pacifica, and Ford Freestyle were the SUVs rated least likely to roll over.
Time on the roundup is now 4 past the hour.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. A miracle in the mountains.
I'd like to thank everyone involved with the search for Evan.
8-year-old Evan Thompson of Lakewood found alive after searchers combed the woods north of Canyon City for over 3 days. His aunt, Teddy Gray, says the family is overwhelmed and overjoyed to have him back. Searchers found fresh footprints Tuesday afternoon and tracked them to Evan just before 4:30. Searcher Zach Slutsky says the boy was about 5 miles from the campsite where he wandered off Saturday.
He was a good ways back, so to get him back out took quite a while.
but it was not a difficult or dangerous evac. It was just a lengthy.
Except for being tired and thirsty, the boy is said to be in surprisingly good shape. He laid her down some pizza and soda and was reunited with his teddy bear. Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld in Colorado today. He'll deliver a speech at Falcon Stadium during the Air Force Academy's graduation. Later on, he will travel to Peterson Air Force Base in the Springs for a visit to the North American Aerospace Defense Command and U.S. Northern Command. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Amelia Earhart with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thank you, Tim. We're looking at a rough start to this morning's drive. We already have heavy traffic across southbound 25, stretching between 100 and 4th Avenue, as well as 84th. Southbound I-25 is also jamming up down south right around Castle Pines Parkway after an earlier crash, now pulled off to that right-hand shoulder. Now, up on the north end, we do have a full closure of northbound 25 just south of U.S. 34, that due to a rolled semi-truck. And fortunately, the detour is pretty simple. You'll get off the highway at the U.S. 34 exit and get right back on that entrance ramp, just adding a few minutes to your drive. Now, in today's forecast, we'll see a high of 70.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Golf DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then I've made millions in real estate. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. Let me show you how you can get started right now. With my techniques, you can learn the secrets for spotting deals that come along on average once a week and pick up plenty of homes that generate lots of cash and become rich, very rich. Call 1-800-500-1093 anytime, 24 hours a day, and I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Instead of just making a living, let me show you how to make real money. Call 1-800-500-1093 and get your life back. Again, that's 1-800-500-1093.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-332-4694 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-332-4694. That's 1-800-332-4694.
There are exciting opportunities at Colorado State University's Summer Session. Over 500 courses in a broad array of topics and disciplines. Courses are offered in 4-week terms, an 8-week term, and weekend seminars. There are no formal admission requirements. Students from any university can enroll. High school students can explore the challenge of college. Teachers and professionals can take courses to enhance their careers, upgrade skills, and broaden their perspectives. Campus is laid back and hassle-free. Summer Session. Focused, flexible, friendly. Visit summer.colostate.edu.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
They're speaking as employees. They're not speaking under this whole mantra of a citizen.
But the general counsel for the National Whistleblower Center, Michael Cohn, predicts a big chill when it comes to exposing government wrongdoing.
The decision is a blow to whistleblowers and to the public's right to know.
Right or wrong, analysts say the whistleblower decision signals a power shift at the Supreme Court now that Samuel Alito and John Roberts, both appointed by President Bush, have settled in at the High Court. The Osgood File. I'm Sam Litzinger on the CBS Radio Network.
Where do you want to be?
I'll bet you a dollar if we look on Remax.com, we'll just find Remax listings.
I bet you're wrong.
Okay, let's see.
Remax? Remax? Somebody else? Somebody else?
Looks like all the listings to me.
Why would Remax do that?
To give us consumers what we want.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, way cool.
Just like you.
Yeah, thanks, but you still owe me a dollar. Find your perfect place. It's easier than ever at Remax.com. Nobody sells more real estate than Remax. Each office independently owned and operated.
The Osgood File, May 31st, 2006.
This is the Jay Marvin Show
with Jay Marvin.
And today, Big Head Todd on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning. Am I on? Yeah, I think I am. Good morning, 610. 10 minutes after 6, high today 72. Partly sunny skies with thunderstorms. And Todd Moore in the studio, otherwise known as Big Head Todd.
But my head's not that big.
No, you know, we got to get into this right off the bat here. I don't want to have to go the whole morning and call you Big Head Todd.
Okay, you can just call me Todd.
Just call you Todd?
Yeah.
Okay. Because Big Head Todd, did you get tired of people coming up to you and saying, hey, Big Head Todd, what's happening?
Actually, nobody calls me that. I never hear that.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, some people call me Big. My close friends call me Big.
Oh, okay.
But I don't want you to call me Big.
Okay.
Not on the air.
Excuse me, I'm still trying to recover from my cold. All right, so you don't want me to call you Big on the air, you want me to call you Todd.
That's right.
All right, if you want to talk to Todd, you want to talk to Jay, it's the hour of no power here, 303-713-7600, and I want to remind you about something. What do free speech and country music have in common? Well, you know what? Not a lot of times, unfortunately. And I was really bummed out as a country music disc jockey for like 17 years, the way the Dixie Chicks got treated. Remember when lead singer Natalie Main said she was ashamed that President Bush was from Texas and all the stations banned the Chicks because of the comment? Remember that? How disgusting that was?
Vividly, unfortunately, yeah.
Yeah, how do you feel about the radio stations doing stuff like that?
I think it's ridiculous. It is it's criminal is what it is.
Yeah, it's bad news.
Unfortunately, it's a reflection of society.
As a whole?
Yeah, well, country society anyways.
Yeah, country can be kind of closed-minded, but damn, you know, I had so many good years in it, and I still feel close to it, but I just don't totally and completely understand it at times. Now, I do understand it, but I don't agree with it, I guess is probably a better term to put it. Well, you know what? This Friday, on this show, we're going to have Free Speech Friday, and you can win some tickets to see the Dixie Chicks in concert in Denver even before they go on sale to the general public this Saturday. And it's really easy to win. Each hour we'll play a bite from their new song, Not Ready to Make Nice. Their new CD, by the way, is great.
I've heard that. I heard you ordered it. Got it and listened to it, and
yeah,
it's great.
It's dynamite. And the seventh person who calls in wins. That's Free Speech Friday and the Dixie Chicks concert in Denver. And you can get all the details right now at am760.net. Yeah, you know, taking it out on artists for their political views, you know, it's an interesting thing. Do you think people can separate that? Like, in other words, take some right-wing people, like, let's name some off.
Like Kenny Chesney or somebody like that?
Yeah, or like Bruce Willis or Andy Garcia. I'm thinking of movie stars now. But what about musicians? Is Dale Worley, is he kind of like a right-wing type guy?
I'm scratching my head. I can't think of any right wingers.
You know, but I mean, can you like their music but not their politics?
Absolutely, absolutely.
You think so? Yeah.
I like to think so. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure a lot of people like my music but probably wouldn't like my politics.
Really?
Absolutely.
Do you think the majority of your audience knows your politics?
Nobody knows my politics. This is my political debut.
Really?
Today is, yeah, you bet.
Seriously, you're not scared that it's going to sabotage your career?
Oh, this country's in desperate trouble. It's worth it. My career's a speck compared to what we need to get done, right?
Yeah, that's very, very true. But I'm interested in this whole idea because I used to like Andy Garcia. You know, I used to like him in, like, Things to Do in Denver When You're Dead.
Mm-hmm.
I thought he was really cool. Now I find out, like, he's really this right-wing guy who, like, sticks up for the administration. And I thought, you know, come on. Like, the last time I'm going to go, all right, here's another one. Okay, granted, this guy's an idiot, but you know what? I got to bring it up. When I worked in Clearwater, Florida, I used to have these ongoing, and when I worked in Tampa, St. Petersburg, and Clearwater's right there, I used to have these ongoing fights with Scientologists.
Ooh.
Cruz.
Tom Cruise.
Can you separate the Scientology from the movie actor?
You know, I can't, and I can't with John Travolta either.
See what I'm saying?
That just totally ruined it for me. You're right about that. That one was a... That just ruined it.
So it's like the chances of you and I going to see Mission Impossible 2 are not going to happen.
I did see it, though.
You went?
Yeah.
And so what did you do the whole time? Did you go Scientologist, E-meter?
Well, there was just too many explosions going on. I just needed a quick fix of action.
Was it any good?
No, it was terrible. Well, I knew it was going to happen, but the effects and stuff were good.
So you like that part of it?
Yeah.
But the whole but when you saw him on the screen, were you able to like separate? Were you able to like separate the fact that he's this kind of whacked out Scientologist?
No, it ruined it for me. I didn't realize it would be so difficult, but.
All right,
it is painful. No.
All right, does anybody else feel the way that we do? 303-713-7600. If you see somebody that you know is right wing, whether it's in music or whether it's in show business, you can call up and we can be Joe McCarthy Jr. and you can name names. And can you separate that person from their political viewpoints? I'm trying to think. Dennis Miller is another one, extremely right wing. I think he's a halfway decent actor and a pretty okay comedian. John Turk's giving me this look like, no, he's not. But you know what? He's Mr. Right Wing.
It's a little different than Scientology, though. For some reason, politics is easier for me to take than religion.
All right, Let me ask you this question. I've asked this on the air before. Can you have conservative friends?
I do have conservative friends, yes.
How about Toby Keith? He's right wing. Would you buy a Toby Keith CD?
If I liked his music, I could do it.
Okay. And you can have conservative friends?
I can have them. I do have conservative friends.
You just don't talk politics with them?
No, I do talk politics with them.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, and I actually learn a lot from my conservative friends. I have friends that are conservatives that are very smart, actually.
See, I've got conservative friends, too. But I don't know. I just don't discuss politics with them because I feel like it's futile.
It shouldn't be. I mean, it should be a discussion that you can learn. You know, you learn from each other, and you can, you know, move to a different point of view.
What that a tax cut's a good thing?
I don't know. I mean, everybody just debate in this country just so you already know what your point of view is.
See, because we're polarized. We're heavily polarized. Like, have you noticed the fact that everybody still has their carry stickers on their cars, and everybody still has, I mean, at least some brave souls still have George W. Bush's stickers on?
I have noticed that, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, hey, this is who I represent, and there's no way.
Yep.
All right, let's go to Patty in Broomfield. Patty, you're on AM 760 with Jay, Marvin, and Todd. Go ahead.
Good morning, Jay. Hey, Todd.
Hey.
Just want to bring up one right-winger and a comment about the chicks. You're forgotten Toby Keith. Toby Keith is such a right-winger. And I got to be honest with you, Jay, you're a better person than I am. And I give you that because I won't listen to him. I wouldn't go see him. I wouldn't buy another CD. Unfortunately, we own quite a few. Can't do it. Just can't do it.
Can't separate it.
Can't. And yet, the funny thing in the reverse, I never really liked the chicks that much. I just didn't really care for their music. But I was so impressed with her when she did that. Then I'm going to buy the new CD.
Yeah, but it's, you know what, if you just take the politics out of it, it's a good CD.
Well, even if it were horrible, even if she screamed through the entire thing, I'm going to do it just as a show of support for her and for them.
I'm in your same boat. I agree with you.
Good.
It's endearing.
Well, that's good. See, Jay is he's a very balanced person. I have to admit it, I'm not.
I'm not that balanced, Pat.
You're pretty balanced,
look at my psychological profile. I'm not that balanced, trust me.
Well, maybe I need to be on something. What do you think?
I don't know.
I don't either.
That's between you and your doctor. Patty, yeah. I love you. Thank you for the call.
Have a good day, Jay. You too, Todd.
Okay.
Bye.
All right, 303-713-7600, 619, 19 minutes after 6. And we'll take more of your calls coming up. Two questions here on the table. Can you separate somebody's politics from their music? And can you have conservative and or liberal friends, even if you disagree with them? Todd says yes. Jay says maybe. Jay says there's some cases no. All right, could you be friends with Tom Cruise even if he was a Scientologist?
Absolutely not. Religion is a different thing, especially Scientology.
Oh,
I draw the line at religion.
Oh, now we're into something. All right, now we're going to find out about religion and why you draw the line at religion. Okay. Because I don't care what somebody's religion is.
Well, people care about what your religion is.
As long as they don't try to recruit me.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, there's people who think you're going to hell. How are you going to be friends with that?
Well, that's
a tough one, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a good question. All right, are you gonna play the outro here?
Oh, you bet.
And we're gonna play into the break?
Whatever you want. You just got to point to me.
Oh, okay.
You want to play now?
Do it. Progressive Talk. We'll come back with more of your calls here on AM 760 Progressive Talk with Jay Marvin and Todd Moore, Big Ed Todd. We'll get it on with your conversations also about religion. Friends with somebody who's a different religion of you.
Dork is back with their brand new album, Suck It. Join Denver's own Dork as they celebrate the release of their new disc Friday, June 2nd at Rock Island for an all-ages show. Suck It, the new album from Dork, includes the new single, F-I-I-K, featuring Stefan Egerton of The Descendants. The Dork Suck It CD Release Party, June 2nd at Rock Island, 1614 15th Street. All ages, $8, doors at 6:30. And don't miss Dork on their third year with the band's Warped Tour. Check wearedork.com for details.
Are you living with stabbing jaw pain? Excruciating headaches? There may be an option for you to finally get relief without surgery. It's called Gamma Knife. Swedish Medical Center's Gamma Knife is a quick, painless procedure that targets the condition called trigeminal neuralgia that may be causing your pain. Call 720-266-4910 to find out if Gamma Knife treatment could be an option for you. That's 720-266-4910.
So you're sitting at your desk, working for the man, making things happen. You're a star. Sure you are, and you deserve a new ride. Now, the boss won't be paying for those new wheels, but he won't mind you taking a few minutes to find them at CheaperForge.com. Over 800 vehicles, all makes and models, right here in Metro Denver. Domestics and imports, and always plenty of pickups and SUVs. All internet priced. Nobody's looking, so log on now to CheaperForge.com.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
Dr. Gregory Buford is a board-certified surgeon who believes in helping his patients look their very best. Whether you visit Dr. Buford for facial rejuvenation like Botox, Restylane, or Sculptra, or for the latest body contouring techniques like Vaser-assisted liposuction, Dr. Buford will treat you with the ultimate in care. To find out more, call 720-266-4912. That's 720-266-4912. If you had your choice, wouldn't you pick the surgeon that trains other surgeons?
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318. 8318.
After 8 years of ferrying this family around to baseball, ballet, and Bible school, my parts are pooping out, don't you know? Put a sock in it, boy! Anyway, just the other day, I dripped an embarrassing stain on my parking spot at the mall, and my steering... Sorry about that. What would be hunky-dories if my driver Madge and that gearhead husband of hers hustled me over to that auto parts store where they say, "We got it!"
Save fuel at Checker Auto Parts when you buy Gunk Fuel Injector Cleaner for only $1.99 with coupon and CD2 Octane Booster for just $2.49 with coupon. Save $8 after rebates with coupon when you buy any Fram oil filter and air filter together. And ask us about tire pressure, ignition components, locking gas caps, and more. Want help relieving pain at the pump? We got it.
So now, hon, when you need a plan for your van, you know where to go.
Checker Auto Parts.
Now back to Jay. And today, Big Head Todd on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
And Carmen, the one with Big Head Todd, Todd Moore. AM 760, Progressive Talk, 624 minutes after 6. 303-713-7600. We're talking about separating religion, separating show business personalities from your own personal beliefs. Would that be a good way to put it, Todd?
What's my own personal beliefs?
No, but we're talking about can you separate somebody's religious and or political views from your own and still like them as either a recording artist, movie star, and or have them as a friend?
Yeah, like I said, I think religious is a little different than political. Political, I can sort of handle a little bit easier, but religious differences can be really polarizing to me.
Like with the Dixie Chicks. You know what? All right, so those people disagreed with what Natalie Maines said. Why couldn't they have just let it go after that? And just said, well, we don't agree with her, but you know what? We like the music, so fine.
I don't know. I mean, it seems like it swings the other way in a different way. Like the Sean Penns of the world might be more palatable as actors to a Republican than the Dixie Chicks would be to a Republican. Maybe it's the traitor aspect of it.
Think so?
Could be. I mean, it seems also that maybe religion is a little more closely tied to being politically right than it would be being politically left. Maybe that's why it's more polarizing that way.
So religion, so when it comes to religion, so if there's somebody there who you thinks that you're going to go to hell, you can't really connect up with them.
I have a hard time. I mean, when people sort of go that direction, I mean, like the Scientology or even Mel Gibson, I frankly can't handle Mel Gibson anymore.
No, I can't either. I thought that whole movie he did about Jesus was disgusting.
I didn't see it. But I just the way that he talks about it. And
God, I was forced to go see it.
Oh, you were?
Oh, yeah.
At gunpoint?
Management made me do it. You have to go see it so in order you can talk about it on the air. Oh, please.
So what was it like? Was it just brutal?
Well, it was just, it made all the Jews look like, you know, long-nosed, dirty-looking people. And it was like, you know, we were responsible for the death of Christ. And it's like, oh, God. Okay, so, you know, the next thing I expected was for the Holocaust to start again.
Well, I hope not.
No, I do too, but I mean, it's like, man, you know, it's like I wanted to slink down on my seat. You know, we didn't kill him, honestly, we didn't.
Yeah, I think it's really a tough sell for me, Mel Gibson. I can't handle it.
All right, let's go to Al in Brighton. Al, you're on AM 760 with Jay Marvin and Todd. Go ahead.
Good morning.
Hi.
You know, one guy that I cannot separate is Ted Nugent.
Oh.
Interesting.
I used to love the Amboy Dukes and Ted Nugent, and then he came out with this right-wing, gun-toting issue, and I said, no thanks. As being an old hippie, you know, I'm strong with CSN and Y, now with Todd, with you, Todd, and Springsteen and R.E.M. I mean, they're the ones that speak my voice.
I think that's a great point of view. I hadn't thought of that. I mean, he's a hell of a guitar player. I played with him last summer, actually, but he's crazy about guns and God.
Nugent's like one of these guys that's always into, like, telling you about how he's going to rip the head off bunny rabbits and eat their insides and wear their fur and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, exactly. He's I just can't sit. No longer. I can't. If something comes on of his, I immediately turn the radio off.
You know, and I'll tell you something else, too. Radio's got what I call this pet rock theory. Have you ever heard this theory before? All right, there's not enough guys on the air anymore to cover all the openings because most of the old-timers have gotten out, and there's nobody coming up in the business. So what these companies do is they go out and look for these pet rocks. They go out and look for people with big names who may not necessarily be any good at being on the air, and they stick them on. Okay, and Nugent's one of those examples. Like, ABC Radio gave him a radio show and put him on. And you know what? He sounded like crap.
Did he?
Yeah, he was awful. And that's all his whole thing. His whole thing was, I'm going to fire my gun.
Yeah.
I'm going to chew the head off baby rabbits. I'm going to drink their blood. I'm a real American. I wear leather. You don't. You're a punk. And it's like, Nugent, give it a rest already, okay? I mean, I remember Amboy Dukes. What was that about? Was that about drugs or was that about health food?
That's a great point, you know.
Yeah. I mean, what was he living back then?
Exactly. Exactly. He was definitely electric at that point.
Sometimes, though, people are so crazy. I mean, I just can't take him seriously, Ted Nugent. And so I can sort of like, well, he's such a nut that I, you know, it doesn't bother me because I think he's certifiable.
He made noise not long ago about running for office, didn't he, as a Republican?
I hope not.
I think so.
When you played with him, did he preach all that stuff to you?
No. He won't shut up about guns. That's my main problem with him.
There's nothing wrong with firearms, but I mean, to the excess. I mean, you know, I mean, what does he want, automatic weapons?
I think, I don't know what his obsession is with about guns, but he's got one.
I'll tell you what his obsession is. It's phallic.
You're probably right about that.
What do you think, Al?
Yeah, I think that's very possible. That guy, I cannot stomach that guy any longer. I mean, it's just way beyond. I search out the people that and support the people that support my views. That's the way I look at it.
Well, it's not a bad way to look at it.
Yeah. Well, you know what? We agree. Hey, Al, thank you, man. Great call.
Hey, enjoy your day, guys.
Okay, you got it.
Thanks.
Couple of lines open at 303-713-7600. We're talking about separating people via religion, separating artists via political views, and just life in general. And you want to say hello to Amelia Earhart, our traffic person?
You bet. Hello, Amelia.
Hello. How are you?
Great.
I'm so happy you're here.
I'm happy you're here. We listen to you all the time.
Wow.
See?
I feel so special.
He's
you
a big
are special.
See, Amelia's a big head Todd fan, aren't you?
I am. I just checked out the website the other day. I was quite impressed.
Cool.
Yeah. I like all the songs that you guys have on there that you can just listen to for free, you
That's
know?
That's right.
That's awesome.
Free is good.
Free is absolutely good. All right, Amelia, what does the traffic look like this morning? And by the way, you owe me a dollar. I didn't call you Bailey.
Oh, yeah. We'll see how long that stays.
Yeah, okay. So as soon as you pay off lunch.
Wait a minute. Do I get a traffic bed music?
Sure. Do you want some?
I do.
Okay.
Okay. My husband's right. All right, taking a look at the highways. We're already jam-packed up on the north end this morning. Southbound I-25 is now thick between 104th Avenue and 84th. Eastbound 270 is jamming up across Commerce City as well, right between Vasquez and I-76. Now, we had a full closure up on the north end across northbound, right at U.S. Highway 34. Now, fortunately, the highway has been reopened, and our speeds are improving pretty quickly, but luckily the rest of the drive is accident and stall-free. Now, taking a look at our forecast, we'll see a high up around 77 degrees today and currently...
All right. Everybody knows that safety belts save lives. Blah, blah, blah. We've been hearing that for years. I'm just letting you know that your safety belt can save you a whole lot of hassle, too. Because from coast to coast, cops are cracking down. They've got this enforcement effort. Flick it or ticket. Pretty simple. You buckle up or you get a ticket. Consider this a friendly warning. Because guess what? Cops won't be giving warnings. Remember, click it or ticket. This has is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
You can join me every day, 10 to 1 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Why? Well, because Rush is a dummy.
Dave Moon, Coldwell Banker Realtors, wants to remind everyone that when you take to the road this summer, remember to take along those three C's of safety. That's caution, courtesy, and above all, a little common sense. Safe and sober driving is everyone's responsibility. This summer's safety message is courtesy of Dave Moon, Coldwell Banker Realtors, at 9210 East Berry Avenue in Greenwood Village. For all your real estate needs, whether you're buying or selling, call 720-339-3803. That's 720-339-3803.
It's 6:33, 27 minutes in front of 7 o'clock here at AM 760 Progressive Talk. Rocky's Autos, home of the matching down incentive. And up to $1,500. So you put down $1,500, and they'll put down $1,500, and you've got $3,000 to put down. But the hallmark of Rockies is not only the best savings around town, and also the widest selection of clean, late model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado, but also the people who work at Rockies. You know, they're really good folks, and they try very, very, very hard. They work long hours. They work 6 days a week, and they're really out there to make it happen. Why? Because they know that their economic future is entwined with your economic future. If you go out to Rockies and you get a good deal, you're going to tell five or six friends, and they're going to come to Rockies, and they're going to tell their friends, and on and on and on. And that's how Rockies has managed to stay in business for close to 25 years now. They've been around since 1982. It's hard to believe that all that time has gone by. Check them out on the internet at RockiesAutos.com. where you can see their business philosophy, check out the inventory, pre-qualify for a car loan, and also take a look at their TV commercials, some of which I'm unfortunately in. Rocky's Autos, they're great folks to deal with, and every automobile is equipped with a worry-free protection program for pre-owned cars, pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care, 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. There is nobody better along the Front Range and Rocky's Autos. They're my friends. I'm proud to be associated with them. And once you do business with them, you'll become part of the Rockies family, too. Check them out. Located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
The sales from Sears are getting bigger all the time. So big we can no longer fit them in the newspaper. They won't fit in a truck either, or a warehouse for that matter. There's only one place on earth these days with enough capacity to hold the weekly sale from Sears. Your lap. Because the weekly ad from Sears is available online. And that means some heavy deals are about to fall right into your laptop. Just go to Sears.com and click on our weekly ad for hundreds of great offers. The weekly ad at Sears.com. It's too many offers to fit in print.
Someday you're going to wake up in the house you've always wanted. Only thing is, it's today, and you're not there yet. Well, someday can be today. With our priority buyer mortgage pre-approval, Wells Fargo can help you purchase the home that's right for you. So whether you're looking for the perfect home or a great property investment, we're here for you. Why wait for someday? Ask about Wells Fargo Home Mortgage Priority Buyer Pre-Approval today. Wells Fargo, the next stage. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Big Head Talk, in studio with Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Oh, I think this. Jay Marvin and Todd, Big Head Todd, in the studio together. Is that kind of your signature theme?
I guess so, yeah. It's a big song of mine.
How long did it take you to write that?
5 minutes.
God, that puts the rest of us to shame.
Well, I've spent 2 years on songs before. You just never know.
All right, so we're talking here, and we got two lines open at 303-713-7600 during the hour of No Power. Can you separate Hollywood movie stars, recording artists, from their political opinions? And also, what about your friends? Can you have friends that are conservative, say, when you're a liberal? And we were bringing up the point that for some of us, well, like Tom Cruise and Scientology, no way.
Yeah, no way.
No way. And Ted Nugent, no way.
Well, the verdict's out on that. I'm kind of on the no side.
You're kind of on the no side about Ted?
Well, he's
wait a minute. Do you like him or do you dislike him?
I like aspects of his personality, yeah, and I think he's a great guitar player. He's a
okay. Awesome as a professional, player. You respect him, but
I do. But
could you hang with him?
I would hang with him for an afternoon, just for the story. I mean, don't you think? Wouldn't you hang with him for an
afternoon? Well, we had this discussion earlier before we went on the air about the fact that I went to Charles Bukowski's house and couldn't knock on his door because I was too bashful, and you said I would have done it just for the story.
Yeah, absolutely.
To see you'd have something to talk about.
Well, yeah, and to have the memory.
All right, you know what? Let me ask you this. You played with him. You obviously talked to him. How much of his stuff is shtick?
90%.
Okay, so then he's not a real dyed-in-the-wool Charlton Heston, pry my cold, dead hands off my gun, you know, Republican... George W. Bush's God type guy?
No, he is. You're right. That's probably 90% not shtick. But I think he uses it for show business purposes. There's no doubt that it's part of him, his show business persona.
All right. Let's go to Randy in Arvada. Randy, you're on AM 760. Good morning. You're on. Go.
Morning, Todd.
Morning.
Get up last night to ride your bike into work this morning, Todd?
I wish. That's a long ride for me.
So, you guys are talking about the Dixie Chicks, you know. I never even listened to the Dixie Chicks.
Oh, they're great.
Well, I mean, until they came out with this controversial album. And I dig them a lot. You know, they're pretty rock and roll bunch. Neil Young's new album, you know, Living with War,
is great.
Blew me away. Yeah, I had to get it, you know, right away. I was on, you know, the internet trying to read the ticker tape, you know, that he had up there for a while. Got all the words down, then the album came out, and man, it just, I've been waiting for this. I'm an old man, been waiting for this movement for a long time, and it's, you know, it's about 3 or 4 years overdue. I live right in the middle of Arvada, Colorado, in a part that it's really strange. I have Republicans on both sides of me all around. We moved into a little neighborhood, I thought, that raised my granddaughter and my kids here, you know. It's really tough. They really isolate you. They don't listen, and it's very frustrating to talk to these people that they just, you know, they have an excuse. It's like, if I bring up something about the Bush, all of a sudden, you know, well, Bill Clinton done that. You know, Bill Clinton did this. And guys like Ted Nugent, you know, I mean, sure, guy's a great guitar player, but, man, what about a turnoff? You know, the guy kills everything, doesn't he?
Everything that moves.
That's right.
Oh, jeez.
And it's just, I don't know.
He's the Dick Cheney of rock and roll.
You got it, man. You got it. But, yeah, I'd like to, can't wait for the big show to come up on the 10th, Todd.
Cool, looking forward to it.
You know.
Thing is, has he ever shot anybody in the face?
Oh,
Ted Nugent.
Oh, has Ted Nugent ever shot anybody in the face?
Yeah.
We'll have to research that one.
I'm sure he shot somebody in the face. Yeah.
Oh, Lord. All right, Randy, thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
You bet.
Thanks, Randy.
Okay. All right. Let's go to Carrie in Pine. Carrie, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. It's been a while. How are you doing?
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Say hello to Todd.
Hey, Todd.
Hello.
Actually, I really called just so I could symbolically drool over the both of you. But and I was going to say, guitars are phallic, too, but they're sexy.
Well, I don't know. We should ask Todd about that. Are guitars phallic?
They say that they are. They sort of have a phallic shape.
Yeah, you have to look at it from the side, you know. They have to be sort of like turned, but it's great.
Well, thank you.
But Todd did have one, you know, he's made one very, very good point. And the point is, you know, we get so angry that we tend to lump conservatives into this big group. And the thing is, there are things about some traditional conservatism that's good. And at the same time, not every Democrat wants to take every gun off the street. You know, there are a lot of Democrats out there like Ed Schultz who, you know, they like guns, you know, within reason. They think they're an okay thing. And what we have to do is we have to talk with Republicans and listen to them, because for one thing, we should listen to the other argument and not just close our mind to our own views. But the other thing is, we need to strengthen our minds. We've got to listen to those arguments so we know how to counter them, and we're not just going around being, you know, yay-sayers about everything we believe in and then just saying that the other side's stupid, because that doesn't get us anywhere. We need to be able to back up our arguments.
I think that's an awesome point. I agree with you 100%.
Yeah, I do, too. That's my biggest weakness, is sometimes not wanting to hear what the other side has to say.
I'm guilty of it, too, and I have to say I do have a hard time, if I know the politics, I do have a hard time separating the politics from the person. Like, for instance, Todd, I'm probably going to go out and buy all your albums today because I've always liked your songs, but I've never bought an album. Now I'm going to. And I bought the Dixie Chicks album, and I'm not really into country, but it's an awesome album.
Cool.
So, hey, thanks, guys. Thanks
a lot.
All right, thanks, Kara. Appreciate it.
Talk to you later.
All right, you got it. Four lines open at 303-713-7600-643 really early in the morning here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. J. Marvin and Todd, and I don't want to use Big Head Todd.
Todd's fine.
Todd Parkmore.
There you go.
We can use that too. And we're talking here about just people's political views and about separating the idea about separating performers from their political views. You know, but on the other hand, for instance, Barbara Streisand's extremely liberal, and I don't like her.
Well, just because you have a political view doesn't mean you're a good performer.
Or that you're a good person? I don't know. Is she a good person? I guess she's a good person. Then, you know, I love Kris Kristofferson.
And is he a Republican?
No, he's very left-wing.
He's left-wing. Are there Republican country stars you like?
I don't know if Merle Haggard now would be considered right-wing or not.
Probably would be.
But Buck Owens would be. I always liked the late Buck Owens.
Mm-hmm. So you can deal with a political difference in it.
Yeah. Well, you know, I went through that whole world of country music and turned most of that off.
Yeah.
And was able to stay away from most of it. Even then, it was at the height of the Nixon era, too, Watergate and everything, where, you know, everybody was rooting for the president. And I, you know, and I still was able to kind of, like, dial that out and do my job and just kind of, like, not...
You had to separate art from politics a little bit.
Yeah.
I think it's important to be able to do that if you can. If you can. Sometimes you can't.
But not religion.
I just think religion can, if it's so far over the edge, I mean, I think there's certain mainstream, you know, everyday kind of beliefs that we can all accept each other even though we're different and so forth. But sometimes when they get so far out there, it's really hard to turn off for me.
When they start preaching at you?
And not just preaching. I mean, I don't think Tom Cruise is preachy. But
but you know, this whole thing about psychotropic drugs and all of that stuff, I mean, the guy's not a mental health professional. What the hell does he know? And then people hear that and go, oh, yeah, he must be right. I guess I'll throw my Klonopin away.
Yeah, it's irresponsible, those remarks are, I think.
Yeah, I do, too. I think so, too. All right, more of your calls coming up. Two lines open, 303-713-7600. It's Jay Marvin along with Todd Moore of Big Head Todd and the Monsters, and we'll be playing Red Rocks. Right. We'll take more of your calls coming up here on AM760. You've got two lines open, so get off your half moons and get involved in the process here at 303-713-7600.
If you'd like to save on your next tank of gas, use your SuperCard when you do your weekly shopping. Accumulate $100.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-422-1482. Again, that's 1-800-422-1482. 1-800-422-1482.
Hey, how's the wedding planning going?
I'm excited, but the planning is really stressing me out. Between the caterer, florist, and my mother-in-law, I'm completely overwhelmed. And what about the music at the reception?
Whoa! Just breathe, girl. Music is the easiest part. When I got married, I called Team Nickel Productions, and they did so much to help me out. They know weddings are expensive, and they worked within my budget.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Team Nickel Productions met with me in person to pick out the music I wanted to hear for my special day. They even worked with my reception location to set up all the details. And they even had karaoke. It was the easiest part of my wedding. You should call Team Nickel Productions now.
What's the number?
720-266-4918.
Call Team Nickel Productions at 720-266-4918 or click on the image in your media player. Let Team Nickel Productions provide the music for your exclusive gathering. Team Nickel Productions, 720-266-4918.
761-400. That number again is 303-761-6400 or go to their website at excelroofing.com.
Where would you like to be? RE/MAX can help you find your perfect place, whether it's across the street or on the other side of the world. Nobody sells more real estate than RE/MAX. Visit RE/MAX.com today. RE/MAX, outstanding agents, outstanding results. Each office independently owned and operated.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
The clouds are helping out with this morning's drive around town. Luckily, that eastbound sun glare is not slowing us down this morning, but you are looking at a heavy drive across all of our highway systems. Southbound I-25 is jamming up between 104th and 84th, and yet again, just south of here, right between Alameda and the Broadway Bridge. Now, 270 heading eastbound is thick across Commerce City between Vasquez and I-76. And across northbound 225 between Iliff and Mississippi, we are looking at reduced speeds as well. Now, we do need to make a correction here. Northbound I-25 remains shut down at US 34 due to a rolled semi. Traffic is being taken off at Johnson's Corner. At this point, you'll take the frontage road and then re-enter the highway at 34 once again. In today's forecast, we'll see a cool high of about 77 degrees, and we're already at 53 in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Do you need someone in your corner to help you with a real estate problem? Do you feel like you're getting ripped off on a mortgage transaction? Then tune into The Real Estate Advocate, noon to 2 Saturdays, with real estate and mortgage expert Sean Healy of Keller Williams Preferred Realty. Sean is here to help you with all your real estate and mortgage questions. Call him at 303-252-4444. That's 303-252-4444. And tune into The Real Estate Advocate right here, noon to 2 each Saturday. The 3v3 Live Soccer Tournament is rolling into Clement Park June 17th and 18th. Show off your foot skills to win it all. Head to 3on3live.com to register your team by June 9th. Powered by Verizon Wireless.
Back to a guy that'll arm wrestle Carl Rove anytime, anyplace. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
And music being provided by Big Head Todd. Todd Moore. Big Head Todd of Monsters on here co-hosting with me this morning at 6:50, 10 minutes away from 7 o'clock. High today, only 72. Partly sunny with some thunderstorms. And we're talking about separating entertainers and their politics. Right?
Can it be done?
Can it be done?
Absolutely.
Yeah, we can. We say it can be done.
In rare instances.
But there are some out there that you loathe.
Absolutely.
That you can't separate.
Yep. Charlton Heston.
He's got Alzheimer's.
See, now if they have a problem, then it's more acceptable, isn't it? Or if they're a little...
You know, and he marched with Martin Luther King Jr. I mean, I think the NRA is kind of extreme, although I favor a person's right to own a gun.
Mm-hmm.
But Heston going to get a little weird. But he's got Alzheimer's, so he's kind of like out of the picture.
Okay, so you're forgiving him because he's got an illness.
Yeah.
So you separate illness with political incorrectness.
No, because now I'm being a hypocrite. I don't forgive Ronald Reagan.
Even you don't forgive Ronald Reagan?
No, I don't forgive Ronald Reagan for statements like there was no such thing as a blacklist.
He's got a good son, though.
Yeah, I like his kid.
So he did something right.
He must have done something right. All right, let's go to Cliff in Aurora. Cliff, you're on AM 760 with Big Head Todd and Jay Marvin. Go ahead.
Hi, Jay. Good morning to you, and hello to Todd.
Hi.
I'm sitting here with a guitar, too. What you were mentioning was Scientologists. They're also in the music industry, and I've been a professional musician for a real, real long time. And there are some musicians that are Scientologists, and regardless, I really like their music. And it doesn't really stay me from doing their tunes and, like, being involved with them and stuff like that. One famous example, and I don't suppose he'd mind my exposing it, would be Chick Corea. I love his stuff, and I like to play it. And I don't think I'm ever going to change that. But on the other hand, I've read the Dianetics books myself.
Oh, Lord.
And they're just silly. And, you know, when it comes down to it, like, a history of this guy is like at cocktail parties. L. Ron Hubbard, who was a great science fiction writer, much better than the golden boys of his era, would say, you know, the best thing for a person to do is to become a god on Earth and be the head of your own religion. And he kind of convinced John W. Campbell, who was Amazing Stories editor, that Dianetics was true and a supplantation of Freudian theory and all of the silliness, and got somewhere with it. I think Campbell may have been kind of instrumental in giving him some credibility But you listen to a guy like Chick Corea who can write something like Senor Mouse or lift something out of Chopin and put it right in the middle of a Return to Forever tune, and it's just amazing. Or when, or you know, just displays incredible virtuosity on piano. And where does his mind go when it comes down to,
I don't know,
you know, something like this? I really don't know. And I guess, you know, you look at something, somebody like John Travolta or the girl, I can't think of her name, who's pretty well known. And, you know, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe
Katie Holmes?
The one that was on Cheers.
Christy Alley.
Yeah, that's the one. I couldn't think of her name. But, you know, you look there, what do you see besides fluff for the most part? You know, are those rocket scientists, you know? So, you know, yeah, they can probably get sucked into something like that if they're really absorbed with their own issues. And I guess if you're an actor, you probably should be. And, you know.
See, I didn't know that Chick Corea was a Scientologist.
Well, I got this straight from Stanley Clark, who I used to hung out with a little bit.
No, I think he is a Scientologist. I think Clint's right.
And Bill Connors from Return to Forever from back then. And as a matter of fact, they had to do something like tithe their salaries back in those days. And that was one of the reasons that the guitar player left and they hired the other guy, Aldo Meola. I have no understanding of this, because you look at Chick's music and it is complex on any level that you want to talk about, and virtuosic and almost impossible to achieve. It's way out of Ted Nugent's league. And, you know, if you listen to something like that, as far as performance is concerned, what this guy does, I mean, he's a musical genius.
Idea in Scientology, though, about getting audited by other people and, you know, these theta meters and all this other stuff. And then when you go to Clearwater, Florida, they dress up in these pseudo, you know, Navy uniforms and all this crap. I mean, how does anybody... And then, you know, their take on psychotherapy, which is, like, totally and completely out to lunch. You know, how does anybody buy that crap? I don't understand.
You have to be completely disengaged. This has to be about as important to you as flower arranging is to me, I suppose. And in a case like that, maybe it's just not going to offend your sensibilities to say, that's just dumb. But, you know, I don't think I have the religious gene. I have an aunt who's 104 who's an atheist. You know, it's just like different people have different views on that. I've always said if you want to know God, get as far away from church as you can and take a look at the macro and the micro in the universe, and you will discover God. But if you go to church, you'll discover people, and that's really all.
See, I don't have a problem with anybody believing anything. It's just when I feel like I'm being bombarded by it, that's when I have the revulsion.
Oh, you know? I agree with you 100%. I'm 100% tolerant. I don't care if you believe that Mithra is the center of the universe. It doesn't really make much difference to me. It's how you act.
Yeah.
You know? And as long as a person behaves, yeah, I've been in bands with a Buddhist who was a bell ringer, and that was annoying. But, you know, he played all right, as long as you, you know, lay the changes out for him. And, you know, I'm working with a guy now who is probably a fundamentalist, I guess, when it comes down to it, but he's about as politically disengaged as anybody I can think.
Well, there's something wrong, though, with a guy appearing on television like Tom Cruise jumping up and down on a couch on the Oprah Winfrey Show and screaming about how, you know, psychotropic drugs don't work. I mean, there's something wrong. I mean, there's something just not right about that and about silent births and all this kind of stuff. And, you know, I mean, God bless him. He can have his fun. But it's like, you know what? You want to say to him, Tom, we're just not interested, okay? I mean, go crash through a building. Go blow something up. Do your thing. But, like, you know what? Leave us alone, because we're not going down that road no matter how many times you try to talk to us about it. It's just enough is enough. Thanks, Cliff. Appreciate it.
And thank you.
All right. Don't you think?
Absolutely. I just want them to be kept to themselves. Then I'm okay with it.
Yeah. I mean, you can go, I'm a Scientologist, but that's as far as it goes.
Yeah.
Right?
That's fine if that's as far as it goes. But when it gets into, I think, making irresponsible statements and having a visible agenda that you're doing in your art, you know, like Mel Gibson, then it rubs me the wrong way.
Same thing with politics. Although, if the politics are left-wing, though, I like it.
You're like Sean Penn.
Yeah, well, like that movie Silver City. You ever see that movie Silver City?
I did not.
Oh, what a great film. That's a great film. I love that movie, Silver City, by John Sayles. John Sayles is God. I mean, that's just a great film. And it's playing on the cable again. And if you haven't seen it, you ought to go check it out. All right, we'll do more with Big Head.
Quality. Value. Design. Innovation. customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, top lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid 400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's E-N-G-L-E Homes Colorado.com.
Company, Colorado Athletic Club, Cliff Bar, Comcast, and the Colorado Department of Transportation.
AM 760, Progressive Talk and CBSN. Local, national, and news from around the world.
AM 760, AKZN, 410 Denver Boulder.
And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Cetapani.
I'm a fan of the Tour de France for as long as I live.
Vindication for seven-time champion Lance Armstrong. But an hour ago, we learned that an investigation into charges swirling about his first championship in 1999 found no reason to believe Armstrong cheated. CBS's Vicky Barker has the latest.
Independent Dutch investigators have cleared Lance Armstrong of taking performance-enhancing drugs, and they say it's the anti-doping authorities who should be investigated. Last summer, a French daily claimed six of Armstrong's urine samples tested positive for an endurance-boosting hormone. But the Dutch investigators say the World Anti-Doping Agency mishandled Armstrong's case and should be sanctioned for possible legal and ethical violations. Vicky Barker, CBS News.
A Pentagon report to Congress says Iraq's army is getting better, but there's no reason to believe insurgent attacks will end anytime soon. CBS News military analyst Mitch Mitchell says it's clear that Iraqi and American troops are not in control of some parts of the country, especially that area west of Baghdad.
The foreign terrorists and the insurgents come in and tell the people in Ramadi, not just the sheikhs, how to run their lives. No televisions, no internet connections, no anything. So they are pretty much in control.
American troops in Iraq have been involved in another deadly incident with civilians. CBS's Elizabeth Palmer in Baghdad tells us it ended in the death of two women riding in a car at a military checkpoint. One was pregnant.
The U.S. forces say they fired warning shots in the air and then shots to disable the vehicle. On the pictures that I've seen, there's a bullet hole in the back window and a lot of blood in the back seat. The driver of the car, the brother of the pregnant woman, says that the women were killed by shots fired at the car by American forces.
The family of wounded CBS News Iraq war correspondent Kimberly Dozier arrived in Landstuhl, Germany overnight to be with her. Dozier remains in critical but stable condition at an American military hospital. Anti-terrorism money is on the way to cities around the country. Live to CBS's Tom Foti in Washington.
Frank, there's a lot of federal money floating around for counterterrorism programs, about $750 million, and lots of cities quite anxious to get a chunk of it. But there is a trade-off, basically an admission that cities getting Homeland Security funds are potential terrorist targets. Homeland Security adds some areas, drops others as its threat assessment changes. Memphis, Orlando, and Fort Lauderdale are new counterterrorism money recipients this year. 11 others, including Las Vegas, could be dropped next year. Frank?
On television, it's the end of an era.
Katie Couric, last day. How you feeling?
Oh, good. I'm feeling happy and sad and completely out of control, and you know how much I like that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You, a control freak?
Yeah.
Tears and tissues on NBC's Today Show. Katie Couric's last 3 hours, leaving after 15 years to become anchor of the CBS Evening News. Just ahead of the bell, S&P futures are up 5 points. This is CBS News.
The world changes. The economy changes. Your life changes. And as they do, there's something that doesn't change. The commitment we at UBS feel toward each client. A commitment to offer reviews of your portfolio, to assess your financial goals, and to provide solutions that help you manage all the changes. Wealth management from UBS. In a changing world, an unchanging promise we call you and us. Member SIPC.
There are infinite dynamics in business. There's the every customer is a repeat customer dynamic, or the pleased to meet you and here's how we can help you dynamic, or the old the customer is always right even when you know they're wrong dynamic. And to help you master such dynamics, there's Microsoft Dynamics. Software solutions that are specially designed to improve your customer relationship, financial, and supply chain management. To find out more, visit Microsoft.com/Microsoft Dynamics.
Belco Credit Union. Easy to join and worth it. Belco.org.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. A miracle in the mountains.
I'd like to thank everyone involved with the search for Evan.
8-year-old Evan Thompson of Lakewood found alive after searchers combed the woods north of Canyon City for over 3 days. His aunt, Teddy Gray, says the family is overwhelmed and overjoyed to have him back. Searchers found fresh footprints Tuesday afternoon and tracked them to Evan just before 4:30. Searcher Zach Slutsky says the boy was about 5 miles from the campsite where he wandered off Saturday.
He was a good ways back, so to get him back out took quite a while. But it was not a difficult or dangerous evac, it was just a lengthy.
Except for being tired and thirsty, the boy is said to be in surprisingly good shape. He laid her down some pizza and soda and was reunited with his teddy bear. Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld in Colorado today. He'll deliver a speech at Falcon Stadium during the Air Force Academy's graduation. Later on, he will travel to Peterson Air Force Base in the Springs for a visit to the North American Aerospace Defense Command and U.S. Northern Command. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Amelia Earhart with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thank you, Tim. Most of our trouble this morning lies up on the North Bend. Southbound I-25 still dealing with a crash. Right at 104th Avenue, that's jamming up that center lane of traffic. Two cars involved here, and we're jammed back to 120th Avenue. From this point, you'll find heavy traffic heading all the way down into the city, and once again, jam up heading southbound right between Alameda and the Broadway Bridge. Now, across northbound I-25, we're still looking at that full closure of the highway right at US 34 due to a rolled semi-truck. Currently, traffic is being taken off at Johnson's Corner, then using the frontage road to get back onto the highway itself. The rest of the highway drive is jam-packed. I-70 is thick eastbound between 25 and Brighton Boulevard, and the turnpike is heavy eastbound between Federal and Pecos. In today's forecast, we'll see that high of 77 degrees with partly cloudy skies. Currently, we're at 55 degrees in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Visit Scandinavian Designs now to view their wide selection of fine, beautifully designed, affordably priced furniture.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you, and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Okay, for all you people who wear glasses, open your eyes. Your glasses aren't doing jack to improve your natural eyesight. Not one thing. Oh, don't get me wrong. You may be able to see better when you put them on, but glasses are nothing more than a crutch. A momentary patch job on a problem that may actually be improved by you. And I'm not talking about LASIK or some other surgery with people poking around your eyeballs. No, I'm talking about a simple system from Vision Improvement Technology that you can do on your own that just may strengthen your natural eyesight and help you start seeing more clearly. The award-winning doctors who created it believe it can totally eliminate or reduce your dependence on glasses or contacts once and for all. This is for real. It's a real system created by real doctors. But don't take our word for it. Let us send you a free video to see this program firsthand for yourself. A free video just for calling. Call 1-800-774-1451. That's 1-800-774-1451. 1-800-774-1451.
Imagine 165,000 people hearing your message for just a buck a spot with no long-term contracts. Now picture an expert writing a commercial for you and professionally producing it at no extra charge. What you're picturing is your business associated with some of the biggest radio stations in Denver. Do you think this is out of your league? Think again. Online advertising is the wave of the future. Are you ready to ride it? Call us now at 303-713-8677. That's 303-713-8677.
A third party comes in response to increased polarization between Democrats and Republicans and their focus on special interests and issues that often cater more to the extreme elements of their parties, said the founders of Unity 08. Do you think a third party in this country would work?
Yes, absolutely yes. I mean, I don't understand why there has to be only two parties. I mean, I understand what the idea of, well, in the short term, we got to get the Republicans out of office. I understand that. But I just never understood why everything has to be so polarized. I don't understand why things can't be issue-driven, why they're always interest-driven. It seems like political parties are just an amalgamation of interests. And they never budge from their interests. It's like the Democrats are always, it's unions. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's certain religious groups, it's races, it's interests and not issues. And that's
But you know what though? If the Democrats don't go to bat for the middle class and the working poor, and those interests, then who's going to go to bat for them? The Republicans certainly not. Their agenda, their interest is corporate America and big business.
But why does everything have to be a class war? I mean, why can't there be a broader vision about what's good for all of us?
Because the Republicans and the right wing don't possess that vision, and what they're interested in doing is they're interested in putting it on us, and we have to fight them back at every turn of the mile, and a third party just drains off votes.
No, I'm with you in the short term. I agree with you in the short term. The Democratic Party is the only viable way for us to get the Republicans out. But that seems like a negative view. It's kind of like all the Democrats stand for is had enough yet. You know, it's kind of like that's just my take on it. I'd love to be able to think that we could be a multi-party system, a multi-party.
Do you think a unity 08 party with a Democrat, a Republican, or an incumbent could actually work? Do you think that would actually work?
Well, I think that it's at least a beginning point to have a different kind of dialogue. That would be what I would think would be the most valuable aspect of it. Even if it isn't, it's not going to, be pushing a lot of legislation through, perhaps. But maybe it's the start of a dialogue about how to loosen up the polarization.
I mean, man, the Republicans' heads are so far a big business as you know what.
Yeah.
That they'll never get it out. I mean, there are very few honest, I mean, not bought-off Republicans out there, and there's quite a few Democrats who are bought off, right. And the ones that are bought off are the ones that we need to push out of the party.
Right, I agree with that 100%. That influence has got to go. Big business, corporate interests, I think that's wreaking havoc on our democracy.
But people always try to hit me with this idea of a third party, and I just don't see a third party leading anywhere. I see a third party leading to disaster.
Well, if the
particularly in 08, if it's tight.
If the Democrats don't win, you know, like in the I was reading the Progressive, according to, your suggestion, and what's the fellow, LaFam?
Right.
Saying that if the Democrats don't win, then we need a third party. Then they're useless. Do you think that's going to happen?
If the Democrats don't win in 08?
Yeah. It's a tough question, isn't it? I mean, what happens when parties aren't viable anymore? I mean, it seems like these parties have been around forever, haven't they?
I'm definitely scared of Hillary Clinton.
Yeah. Who do you think was a better alternative?
Al Gore.
Al Gore, really?
Mm-hmm.
What about Biden?
No.
No Biden?
Russell Feingold?
Russell Feingold. I'd buy that. You don't think Hillary can win?
No.
Really, you don't?
No, and we've been over that a million times on the air here. I don't think they... Do you think she can win? I don't think she can win.
I think she can win.
Do you really?
I really do. I mean, I think that it's a very possible thing for her to win.
You think she could beat John McCain?
I don't know if she could beat John McCain. That's a very difficult question. But a weaker candidate, perhaps. And maybe she'll factor that into her equation. Maybe she doesn't think she can beat John McCain. She hasn't announced her candidacy.
Oh, no, she's just announcing it today. She's just announcing her candidacy for the Senate today.
Oh, so...
But I'm just against the idea of third parties because there's too much at stake.
I agree with you in the short term, but I'd love to see this country have less of a polarized government, to be honest with you.
I think third parties can work on a local and a state level.
Well, that's a great start, though, isn't it?
Yeah, I just don't think they can work on a national level.
Even in Congress, like independents in Congress, you think that's kind of a waste?
Well, you know, one of the most effective independents in Congress, I mean, one of the greatest independents in Congress is Bernie Sanders. But he votes with the Democrats most often.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's because the Democrats are right most often.
Well, I don't know, when it comes to that big prize, man, of 08, I feel like we're going to get into this whole situation again where Al Gore is in a tough race with George W. Bush, and Ralph Nader siphons off much-needed votes.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think presidential elections, national elections, are a little bit different. There's a little bit more at stake than there are, like you said, local elections. Seems like moving from the president on down, there's less at stake and more room maybe for productivity out of a third party or an independent candidate. But presidential candidates, it seems like, at least in the short term, probably are going to have to go with a Democrat.
Well, we got a lot of people, many of them do not call this show because they know that I'm not in favor of a third party, but I hear them on other shows, and they constantly bring up this whole thing about third parties. They constantly get into this whole deal about bringing up third parties. I don't know. What do you guys think out there? 303-713-7600. If the Democrats lose again, does that make them irrelevant?
It's a great question. Ross Perot almost made it. He was a contender.
Yeah.
I mean, not that you liked him.
No.
But if you liked a guy like a, you know, who was viable as a third party, he could win. Or she could win. Grumble, grumble, grumble.
Yeah, I just... See, I remember having this heated argument. I have this friend. He could be listening. He could be streaming this on the internet. excuse me. I have this friend in Chicago. He calls the show every once in a while. He and I argued about Nader this last time around. I mean, we argued and argued and argued and argued and argued until both of us were red in the face. I told him, don't do it. You're putting George W. Bush in office. Don't do it. You're putting George W. Bush in office. Don't do it. And he went ahead and did it anyway. And he still maintains to this day that what he did was right. And I still maintain to this day what he did was wrong.
I agree with you. I think he was wrong. I think he had something to win by running, by campaigning, but he should have dropped out after he made his point.
Well, let me ask you this. If Nader hadn't been around in 2000, would George W. Bush have been the president?
Probably not. That'd be my guess. Wouldn't that be your guess? Do you think that he was the spoiler?
No. I think Nader was the spoiler. I think Nader spoiled the deal in 2000. Now we're stuck with this moron.
You could be right.
And I don't mind calling him that, because I honestly believe that there's something wrong with him.
You probably get a lot of agreement. Everybody's saying that.
All right, so if it's important to put this country back on track, and it's important to do it in the midterms, to start to launch a movement in the midterms, which is in November, and there are no visible third parties out there in November, so all right, so we're all going to stick together, then what about 08? We got to get a hold of the White House. Now, how are we going to get a hold of the White House with a third party?
Well, that's only 2 years away, so I'm not disagreeing with you in 08. It's going to have to be probably a Democrat, unless, you know, something crazy happens and there's a viable third party candidate. But I'm with you. I don't think that that's a likelihood.
Third party local, third party state, no third party federal.
I don't know. What's the harm in Congress in having an independent in Congress?
Too much at stake.
What do you mean too much is at stake? If
too much agenda at stake.
If he's right on the issues, what's the difference?
Too much at stake.
Even as a congressperson,
if you have a really righteous race going on between, say, a Marilyn Manson Musgrave and an Angie Piccioni, what do you need a third-party person, unless he's a third-party conservative, to get in there and mess the situation up? What do we need a quote-unquote progressive in there to destroy our chances of getting that seat when we desperately need it?
No, I'm with you. If it's a righteous part, if it's a righteous race. But you got to admit, there's a lot of races that aren't righteous.
Like,
there's a lot of Democrats that get in there that aren't cutting the mustard.
All right, well, let me leave you with this thought before we go to the break. Why not a Ned Lamont type of situation where he takes on Joseph Lieberman and has now forced Lieberman into a primary runoff?
Yeah, well, I'm with you on that one.
That would be a much better deal, don't you think?
I agree.
Okay.
Let's get Lieberman out of there.
All right, I agree. I gave money to Ned Lamont. All right, we'll take your calls coming up here at 303-713-7600. You want to take us out of here?
You bet.
Crank up that guitar and take us out, and then we'll take some of your calls.
Safety belts save lives. Blah, blah, blah. We've been hearing that for years. I'm just letting you know that your safety belt can save you a whole lot of hassle, too. Because from coast to coast, cops are cracking down. They've got this enforcement effort. Click it or ticket. Pretty simple. You buckle up or you get a ticket. Consider this a friendly warning. Because guess what? Cops won't be giving warnings. Remember, click it or ticket. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
The 2006 Summer of Stars in Coors Light Live welcomes Brad Paisley, Friday, June 23rd at Coors Amphitheater.
Got you in trouble in high school.
Country music superstar Brad Paisley shines with energy. His amazing prowess on guitar and up-tempo hits provide a perfect night under the stars. Brad Paisley with special guest Sarah Evans. An amazing voice and talent that will light up the stage. Rising star Eric Church joins the fun, along with Flappin' Jacks and the Railbenders. It's a country music jamboree not to be missed. Brad Paisley, joined by Sarah Evans, Eric Church, and more.
Yeah, when I get where I'm going.
Tickets are on sale now at all Ticketmaster outlets. 303-830-TIXS or Ticketmaster.com.
Another tip to the guy at the ice cream shop.
Part of the Coors Light Live Concert Series, produced by House of Blues Concerts.
It's showtime. For more information, go to DenverBroncos.com/fanfare.
7:21, 21 minutes after 7 at AM 760, Progressive Talk. Rocky's Autos, the largest selection of clean, late model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. Man, over 500 units on the lot. Good-looking vehicles, including America's original sports cars, the Corvette, plus everything you can think of. Nissan, Toyota, Honda, Saab, Pontiac, Volkswagen, just a whole lot more. Ford, Chevy, I mean, they got gas savers, they got family vehicles, they got it all. And right now they're matching down incentives going on up to $1,500. You put down $1,500, they'll put down $1,500, and you've got $3,000 to put down towards your next vehicle. And you know what? The folks at Rockies are there to help you. That's what they're all about. They've been family-owned and operated since 1982. Rockies is open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. It's their new summer hours. Or check them out on the Internet at RockiesAutos.com and see their business philosophy. Look at the inventory. Ask for Steve and pre-qualify for a car loan. Rockies Autos, it's a great place to do business. Mary and I have been doing business there since 1997, and we wouldn't send you someplace we wouldn't go ourselves. Every car is equipped with a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care. 30 days, 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. Rockies Autos, check them out today. They're good folks. Located at the corner of 63rd and Federal.
What tobacco issues are important to you?
I do not want my kids to smoke.
Last night, Sarah went to PhilipMorrisUSA.com.
I knew I needed a few tips on what to say and how to say it if my message was going to sink in.
If you're a parent who'd like help starting the conversation with your kids about not smoking and handling peer pressure, expert advice and information is available online. Find out more. Visit PhilipMorrisUSA.com.
Where do you want to be?
Everybody has a different idea of the perfect home.
Now that the kids are grown, we want a smaller place.
We really need more room. There's a baby on the way.
I'll take a place with a garage for my new baby.
Find your perfect place
It's easy at REMAX.com. Now REMAX.com has more home listings to choose from than ever. Nobody sells more real estate than REMAX. Each office independently owned and operated.
Now back to Jay and today, Big Head Todd on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
The non-acoustic Big Head Todd. All right, good stuff. All right, we're in the middle of talking about third parties. And, Todd, let's take some phone calls.
Right.
Turn your mic on there. There you go. You're on. Here we go. Here's Elaine in Aurora. Elaine, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Yeah, guys, I just have a real quick point to make, and then I wanted to take my kids to school. But I'm glad Big Ed Todd is on there today. That's really, really interesting. It's a whole different perspective. I am one of those, I'm going to say, stupid people who in 2000 was looking for the ideal candidate. So I voted for Ralph Nader thinking that, this is very stupid, that Gore and Bush were equally, I mean, not maybe not equally, but both had flaws. So I was going to find the perfect person. And I could kick myself to this day that I did that because I helped to elect that moron we have in office right now.
Ooh, comments about that, Todd.
Yeah, I mean, I sympathize with you. I mean, there's an argument that people were making for Nader that you should vote for it, and that's what is going to change things is growing the viability of a third-party candidate. But the downside of it is, as you said, I mean, we chose the greater of the evils in that situation, and so that's where the education or our education as voters is really important. I think
to make an educated decision. Like at a time like this, we have to think of what danger our country is in with who's sitting in the White House right now.
Stakes are too great.
And our first priority is to get him out of there and to do whatever it takes to do that.
Yep. See, I agree 100%. No room for third-party candidacies.
Not this year. Absolutely. And, you know, maybe later on we can build upon getting a more perfect person in there. But if you don't get this guy and his ilk out of there, you don't have any chance to improve anything.
Yeah, hallelujah.
All right, Elaine. Thanks for
the call.
Thank you. Okay. One line open at 303-713-7600. But what about the idea of rebuilding the Democratic Party?
Hey, I'm up for it. You know, the main thing that the problem I have with the whole party thing is just the you scratch my back, I'll scratch your back, you know, the compromise.
Right.
That whole thing about it is what bothers me.
But in any human working interactions, you're going to have some compromise.
Yeah, I think so, but it's a shame that it has to be so polarized, and it has to be so much of it.
It's a blatant part. It's just a sellout on some people's parts.
Yeah, and I just wish that, you know, that, like, for example, Salazar, you know, that we could put a guy in there and instead of sort of representing his district or whatever, that he could use his brain and his moral sense to cast a correct vote, you know, on that basis.
Yeah. A lot of people are unhappy with him. Here's Kelly in Aurora. Kelly, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hi.
What I told the interviewer was, I think we have kind of a de facto third party in that there are lots of moderates, both Democrats and Republicans, who tend to go more towards individual than party. Like, you know, I've voiced myself several times that I'm a disgruntled Republican right now. But I cannot lean so far left to think about changing parties either.
Yeah, I don't think the whole Democratic Party though is the extreme left that the media paints them out to be. I mean,
neither do I.
You know, when you talk about such things as workers' rights and fairness and taxes and those kinds of things, those things are not extreme positions. Do you think they're extreme positions?
No, but there are things that I feel personally that sometimes are. Like, I'm looking right now very hard at Pacioni because I've listened to her when you've interviewed her. I think she's a good person. And the reality, as Todd brought up, is that compromise and sometimes a scratch your back, scratch mine happens. which is going to bring more towards the center. I'm concerned about those elements of safety for our families and for good public policy and to come around and labor and all of that. Yet at the same time, we cannot convert our whole system over to a redistribution of wealth either.
But I don't think anybody's talking, at the risk of monopolizing the conversation here, I don't think anybody in the Democratic Party's talking about that. I think that's a Republican characterization that they use in order to perpetrate their very, very unfair economic schemes. Where they are engaging in a redistribution of the wealth, and the redistribution of the wealth is upwards. You go look at the tax cuts, and look at all the social programs, and look at all the necessary programs in the country that were robbed due to the fact that Bush and his buddies had to have these tax cuts for the rich, and go look at the economic breakdown about who got what money out of this last tax package. And if you made, say, $60,000, $70,000 a year, or even $50,000 a year, you nowhere near got what somebody who made $300,000 a year got.
Even if you're in that, realistically, if you're in that $31,000 to $100,000, you're the taxpayer.
Yeah, exactly.
Or the less than that.
And then the country suffers for it. I mean, prior to Katrina, the Army Corps of Engineers went to the Bush administration and said, we need more money. And the head of the Army Corps of Engineers was fired for complaining. And then, boom, Katrina hit. Because we didn't have the money to fix any of that stuff. Because they had taken the money and had given it to their rich friends over tax cuts.
23 years in government, I can tell you, everybody wants more money. Always.
Well, it's about time we got off that junk train, and it's about time we started looking at what's best for the country as a whole. But nobody's talking about redistribution of wealth. We're just talking about inherent fairness.
But sometimes I, as a Republican, look at it and think about it, and I'm in that $31,000 to $100,000 group, and I see me paying taxes for everything, and my receipt back from my government is minuscule.
Because the majority of the breaks that are out there, the majority of the breaks that you're paying are going to the very, 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 very rich. So why would you endorse a party or continue to endorse a strategy that's robbing the country? Let me give you an example. You know what? If you earned between $10,000 and $20,000 a year under Bush's tax cut, okay, you would get $2. Well, the average savings for those earning $1 million a year would be $42,000. Do you think that's fair?
No, I don't.
Well, that's what you're looking at what they're doing. And they're robbing Peter to pay Paul. They're operating a war that they can't pay for.
And, I was reading a thing the other day that in the paper they said that, corporations, they complain that, it's the 35%. But in reality, 90% of that, of all the companies, operate in a tax bracket less than the average taxpayer.
Oh, yeah, that's true. You know what? Number one, they don't collect on those taxes owed. There's no enforcement. And number two, they're given gigantic, handouts and massive goodies. Which the taxpayers, you and I, end up paying for. Listen, I got to run. We got to get some traffic. Hey, thanks, man. Appreciate the call.
Bye.
Did I suck up all that time, Todd? I'm sorry.
No, I'm here for you. I want to support you.
I sucked up all that time.
No, you made a lot of great points. That was a great discussion.
I feel bad.
No, I don't want you to feel bad at all. That's a fascinating discussion, actually. And it's cool when a Republican calls in.
It's a Jay and Todd show, only though Jay is taking all up the time. Right, Amelia?
Show. I'm your Paul Schaefer.
Right, Amelia? Jay's taking up all the time. Right, Amelia?
Well, it is your show. We're just your guests.
That's right.
No, you're taking up the traffic time, Jay.
All right, Amelia. So you're going to punish me, too.
Yeah. I'll give you all the time in the world. The traffic's getting better, so that's good.
All right, well, do you need a traffic bed this time?
I do.
Wow. Boy, the burden of being a musician.
All right, here's the traffic with Amelia and Todd.
All right, thanks, Jay. Well, good news to report up on the north end of town. Northbound I-25 is now reopened right at US 34 after a semi rollover that had the highway shut down for several hours. Now, traffic was being taken off at Johnson's Corner. Fortunately, that is no longer needed, and all lanes of northbound 25 have now been reopened. Now, across southbound 225, we had a quick crash working just north of 6th Avenue. That's pulled off to the right-hand shoulder. And the same goes for southbound I-25 at 104th after that center lane crash was there for about an hour as well. Now, luckily, the rest of the drive, heavy and slow, but we're accident and stall-free. The worst part of the drive, though, still lies along that I-270 commute in those eastbound lanes running right between Vasquez and I-76. In today's forecast, we'll see a high of about 77 degrees, and currently we're at 55 in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart for your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
The Home Depot has everything you need to make your garden look absolutely stunning. Right now, you'll find a huge variety of fresh, nursery-quality plants grown locally at guaranteed everyday low prices. Stop by the Home Depot today to make your garden beautiful.
How much longer do we have to put up with Bush? Back by popular demand, check out the Bush Countdown Clock on AM760.net.
We saw that there were some weaknesses.
Can't stand George W. Bush? The Bush-Cheney bumper stickers make you cringe. At All American Vogue, we carry a large selection of anti-Bush magnets, T-shirts, buttons, bumper stickers, dartboards, and a whole lot more. We have great gifts for the politically conscious and unconscious. Come support All American Vogue so that we can continue to support Progressive Talk, AM 760. Come see us at 10 South Broadway, one block south of 1st Avenue at Ellsworth, or call 7 days a week, 303-733-4140.
Do you need someone in your corner to help you with a real estate problem? Do you feel like you're getting ripped off on a mortgage transaction? Then tune into The Real Estate Advocate, noon to two Saturdays, with real estate and mortgage expert Sean Healy of Keller Williams Preferred Realty. Sean is here to help you with all your real estate and mortgage questions. Call him at 303-252-4444. That's 303-252-4444. And tune into The Real Estate Advocate right here, noon to two each Saturday.
How would you like to work less, spend more time with your family, and make more money than you ever dreamed of? Now you can. Tori says,
my income goes up every day. My check goes up every month. I now make six figures in my pajamas. It's just amazing. I can walk into a store and buy something without looking at the price tag. It is just a totally different lifestyle.
Go to homebiz2006.com and order a free, no-obligation work-from-home training package, shipping not included. Log on to homebiz2006.com. homebiz2006.com.
The Blue List is AM 760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting progressive companies locally, like Colorado Landmark Realtors, Bauhaus, and Computer Superheroes. Go to AM760.net today and learn about how you can join these progressive companies.
If you're sick and tired of watching your eyes get weaker and weaker every year, repeat after me. I will take a stand against my weak eyesight.
I won't use my glasses as a crutch.
And I will no longer accept stronger prescriptions year after year.
Call right now for a free video to find out how you can strengthen your eyesight using the safe, natural solution. It's called the See Clearly Method. Call 1-800-700-1785. That's 1-800-700-1785. 1-800-700-1785.
Hi, this is Dave Logan, and I have a house full of windows from Regency Bristol Windows. Log on to bristolwindows.com and register to win your house full of windows absolutely free. That's bristolwindows.com.
Regency Windows.
Bacon, Eggs, and J. Marvin on AM 760 in the morning. Progressive Talk.
Yeah. Hey, we were talking about this earlier in the morning. I want to talk about it real quick right now. What do free speech and country music have in common? Plenty. When you're talking about the Dixie Chicks, remember when lead singer Natalie Maines, when she was ashamed that the president was from Texas and all those country stations, like KYGO, I believe, banned the Chicks because of the comment. Well, it's a new day. In fact, this Friday, on this very show, it's Free Speech Friday, with a chance to win tickets to the Dixie Chicks concert in Denver, even before they go on sale to the general public. That's this Saturday, and it's easy to win. Each hour we'll play a bite from their new song, Not Ready to Make Nice, which is the CD is great. And the seventh person to call is the one who's going to win. Details about the Free Speech Friday and the Dixie Chicks concert in Denver are available right now on AM760.net. Okay, now, let's get back to the phones here. We're talking about third parties. Jay Marvin, Todd Moore sitting in. Todd, you ready to move on?
You bet.
Okay, let's go to Mike in Denver. Mike, you're on AM760. Go ahead.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay, great. I didn't realize I was going to get on this quick. I just wanted to address...
Oh, I can go ahead and put you on hold and come back to you.
Oh, no. Last time it took me a half an hour. It was my first time calling some months back. I was a guy that had that racing heartbeat, and I told you, wow, this is something we got to get over as Democrats or whatnot. But I was just feeling your pain, if you will, a few minutes ago as you were really, I felt like sort of beating up on yourself about monopolizing the show. And I'm a professional. I won't go into what, but I deal with these kind of issues a lot, and this guilt thing and unconscious guilt is just a huge, huge issue that I think you were, if you will, displaying beautifully. And it's wonderful that, you know, people like you can show that side of yourself and do that. But at the same time, it goes too far sometimes and is unhealthy in some senses. And
You know what? No offense, but I pay a doctor for this, and you're not my doctor, and you're not a psychiatrist. I don't need the psychoanalysis. Okay.
I don't want to go into you. I just wanted to make a point more of that. I think it's a more pervasive issue where the left progressive type of person more is going to be harder on themselves, and I sort of see the right side, if you will, as more taking it out on everybody else. And no, I didn't mean to. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to personalize it towards you. It just came out that way to me. I'm sorry.
All right. Well, Todd, comments?
I think the right is kind of tends to be less guilty. I think that's a fair statement.
They're more self-centered.
I agree. They seem to be shameless. But the Democrats don't really seem. Like they're, you know, the aggressive victors that often, but it's just maybe a different mindset for some reason.
Mike, you want to comment on that?
No, I feel like I sort of rubbed you wrong, and I wouldn't want to push it any further.
No, you didn't rub me wrong. Now, don't be so sensitive. I'll have to psychoanalyze you, and then you've got to pay me $150 for an hour session as to why you're such a sensitive human being. All right, now what do you think about what Todd just said?
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to be real careful about not going too far because I don't want to make over generalized, sweeping comments about any group of people. But you know, it seems to me like if more people could look inside themselves and realize what it is that's driving them, making them so heated about certain issues sometimes, it might allow them a little broader perspective to sit back and be able to really discuss it with, you know, everybody around the table rather than feeling like they just have to really prove that their issue is the only issue.
I think that's an interesting comment.
All right.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Mike.
Have a good day.
Okay. Well, we're thinking about.
Yeah, what I like about that is that, you know, a lot of times it seems like politics are one thing, culture's another thing, consciousness is another thing, morality is another thing, and they're all connected, I think.
I think they're most definitely connected.
So I think that's what's constructive about that caller's comment.
I just can't see into the conservative mind viewpoint. You know, I asked David Sirota once, who was sitting here, like last week, I said, could you ever be a conservative? And he looked at me for a couple of seconds and said, no.
Could I be a conservative? I don't think so. But I really don't understand what a conservative is and a liberal is. You do. I get very confused as to what all this stuff means. We were talking about how money is a big part of traditionally big
or progressive. Well, I think if you're progressive or I think if you're liberal, I think you look at government as being an agent of good or an agent of being able to do good. If you're conservative or right wing, you look at government as being an agent of bad, and that the less government, the better off you possibly are. But what ends up happening is that always gets twisted into helping big business.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like there's less government. I mean, I've heard that argument.
I mean, why does government have to be evil?
I guess what the conservatives say is because government intrudes on everything and that states should have more rights. Isn't that what the conservatives?
Well, I mean that would be some of their arguments, but all right, here's an example. Like they want less government, and they want government to stay out of things. So if you talk about a livable wage, if you talk about raising the minimum wage, if you talk about health insurance, or you talk about unemployment insurance, they don't want the government involved. They think the government ought to stay out. But if you turn around and you talk about giving Walmart like a big handout to come to your local community and destroy local businesses, or you talk about giving defense contractors or oil companies big windfalls, right, they're nowhere to be heard. They don't have anything to say about that.
Right, it's rhetoric. That argument to me is rhetoric for the reason you just said. Because the government isn't shrinking, their budget isn't shrinking.
And they're either baited along by two things. They're baited along by their own greed. Well, you're going to get $200 back from the government. We're all going to get a check of $200. It's $200 of my tax money. Never mind the guy that's making like $800 million is going to get $100,000 back. Or they're baited by religion. We're the party of morals. We're right. The party of you know, moral relativity. I mean, we're the party of religion. We're anti-gay. We're we're anti-abortion. We're anti-this. We're anti-that. Meanwhile, what they're doing is they're taking the average $40,000 to $70,000 a year worker and taking them to the economic washing machine. Plus, they're robbing the country blind. They're choking off all of the needed things. Never mind the idea of unemployment insurance. They're taking money from. I mean, they're sending troops to Iraq with no armor.
Well, see, that's to me why we don't have a healthy two-party system. That's the part of what we were talking about, the Republican platform. Hopefully, if they get beat so badly, their whole platform has to crumble. Or that's what I'd love to see happen. Maybe the whole answer is to have a Republican Party that actually has really great ideas, constructive ideas for our country.
I mean, trickle-down is supposed to help us all, right? Have you been helped by trickle-down economics? I haven't been. Have you?
Not to my knowledge. I mean, I'm not an economist, but I'm not a believer in trickle down.
Well, I mean, you get more money?
I don't see more money from trickle down.
What about you, Turk? No?
But I wouldn't be able to tell you. I mean, I wouldn't be able to say.
But see, then some wiseacre's going to call him and go, I got like $150. And then we turn around and say, well, you know, Ken Lay got like $500,000. I mean, do you think that's fair? Do you think that's equitable?
Well, clearly it's not equitable, but like as you were saying, like the reason that you know money enters and becomes a political platform is because what you were saying is that the corporations are and the rich are the ones who give the most money.
They're their biggest donors.
It's a power issue.
They're their biggest donors. So the right wing's agenda is always to help business in the guise of self-interest and the free market, and to screw the little guy.
See, that's not a healthy two-party system.
And then the righty view is, why punish the successful? Nobody's talking about punishing the successful, and nobody's saying that people can't be rich. But what we are saying is that if you're rich, comes with more wealth and more mass of assets, comes a greater responsibility because it takes more to protect you than it does everybody else.
Yeah, I'm in agreement with you there.
All right,
no argument here.
All right, pick up the guitar. My sermon's over with.
That's it, huh?
That's it. Until the next phone call.
Progressive traffic.
Northbound I-25 is now reopened after an earlier crash just south of Highway 34 near Loveland. Now, fortunately, all lanes are reopened and our speeds are picking up pretty quickly. Now, across southbound 25, we had a crash at 104th Avenue that was blocking up that center lane for quite some time. All lanes are reopened here as well. And southbound I-225 is also checking clear just north of 6th Avenue. What we're left with is a lot of heavy traffic. The Boulder Turnpike heading eastbound is jammed between Federal and Pecos. And across I-70, eastbounders are now thick between
between I-25 and Brighton Boulevard. In today's forecast, we'll see a high of about 77 degrees with a chance for showers later on today. Currently, we're at 55 in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
On June 1st, E-470 celebrates its 15th anniversary. That means 15 solid years of providing people in the metro area a quick way to get around. For more information, visit E-470.com. That's E-470.com. E-470, what a relief.
Al Franken. Senate had passed an amendment to make English the official national language, which we frankly thought was sort of unnecessary. It's like an unnecessary law. So we came up with a few unnecessary laws of our own. Make Base 10 the official numeral system in the United States. All business in this country has to be conducted in Base 10. We also made Fahrenheit the official American temperature scale. And the right hand is the official hand to use in American handshake, unless there is no right hand available.
The Al Franken Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
The Army National Guard.
My name is Cheryl Hatcher. I joined the National Guard because of September 11th. I wanted to make the difference in the world. The Guard is a huge help to the community. It's amazing, there's the support that we give to the community and that the community gives to us. If you were someone coming to me saying, I want to join the Guard, I would absolutely say that it's really one of the best decisions. We're going to give you your education. No, there's no way of saying, you know, I can't afford it. Hear the story about how the Guard changed my life at 1-800-GO-GUARD.com.
Sponsored by the Colorado National Guard. Aired by the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
749. What is that, 11 minutes in front of 8 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk with J. Marvin, Todd Moore, big-headed Todd. And you know what? Dig this. I don't believe this. I want to protest this particular statistic because I don't really believe it. The world's record for the most persistent barking by a dog is barked 907 times in 10 minutes. And it's held by a Cocker Spaniel. My Welsh Corgi Coco can outbark that Cocker Spaniel and not even bat an eye.
Wow.
I'm serious. Coco is a master barker, and so is my Min Pin Jackson. But you know what? One of the reasons they're that way is because they're in good shape and they're in good health, and we've always fed them Purina ever since they've been little kids. We just kind of stumbled on Purina long before Purina ever came to us. And if you're not sure what to expect from your dog, and if you would like your dog to be a lot healthier than your dog seems to be, and you're skeptical about Purina, well, you know what? Check this out. Take the Purina Challenge. Find out about how healthy energy level, healthy skin, coat, clean teeth, healthy gums, how all that can happen with Purina and how your dog's health can change for the better. Take the Purina One Challenge. See the Purina One difference yourself. So take the Purina One 30-Day Challenge by calling 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK. For a free 4-pound bag of Purina One that's right for your puppy, adult dog, or senior dog, or go to their website, PurinaOneChallenge.com. I'll give you the number again, 1-888-606-BARK, 1-888-606-BARK. Take the challenge today. It's well worth it.
If you're living in a space that's too small, or too large, or too old, or just too ugly, here's what you do. Take a 2x4 to the problem. Maybe some 2x6s. Heck, just take all your lumber and give it to a member of the American Institute of Architects. We'll design a home that fits your needs and your budget to a T. Call an AIA architect early, so your living space won't be to this or to that, but just right. AIA. Good design makes a difference. Visit AIA.org.
Ladies, get your smile on.
There's nothing like fresh roasted turkey and succulent ripe tomatoes to get me excited about a sandwich. But there is one thing that can make me want it even more. The delicious taste and crispy crunch of baked Lay's potato crisps. A sandwich and baked Lay's. I think I'm in love.
Ladies, get your smile on.
For a match made in heaven, make a fast stop into Wendy's for a new deli fresh frescata sandwich and an irresistible bag of baked Lay's.
Meet Scott and Judy, two local business owners.
Building my construction business has been a real adventure. A bit scary at times, but definitely worth the trip.
I'm proud that my health clinic has helped lots of people, but sometimes it's me that needs a little help with my business.
Scott and Judy want what's best for their businesses, so it's only natural that they surround themselves with people who care as much as they do. That's why business owners like them want Citywide Banks at their side. For more than 40 years, we have helped local businesses like yours by listening to you and providing the financial tools and advice you need when you need them. Ask any of our business clients and they'll tell you Citywide Banks has been there for them every step of the way. They'll also tell you we're the first in line to shake their hand when it's time to celebrate.
Citywide Banks really cares about my clinic, and that's why they're the right bank for my business.
Discover business banking with the human touch. Citywide Banks, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
A show that causes Republicans to drive their Hummers into a ditch. The J. Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
All of you can see. By the way, it's 7:53 here, 53 minutes past the hour. High today, 72, partly sunny with thunderstorms. And don't forget the Dixie Chicks tickets giveaway coming up on Friday. All of the other radio stations here want you to go over there and talk to them.
Oh, that's so. That makes me feel great. I'm happy about that.
Does it make you feel good?
There's worse problems to have than that, I'll tell you.
Well, go do it. You can go do them all.
I got to get permission first.
From who?
From everybody.
From John Turk?
Everybody's got to give me permission.
You can go over there. Go over there and go talk to her. Go interrupt her news.
I will later on. This is more important than that.
All right. Well, it's whatever. We're going to get yelled at, though, if you don't share your time. That's what will end up happening. All right. Let's go back to the phones. We go to Kurt in Boulder, who's been hanging on. Kurt, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi.
I just been wanting to chat with you for a long time, Jay. I think you got a great show. How you doing, Todd? Hope things are good for you.
I'm doing great. Thanks, Kurt.
Fantastic. You know, I called quite a while back, and that's fine. I've waited for a while, but that's why my subject isn't maybe entirely germane. I just want to let you know about the Hillary Clinton issue. I think Hillary could be a great leader, and I think a lot of people agree with that. I'm just not sure that America is willing to let her lead. And right now, with George Bush dividing the country so severely, maybe more so, and absolutely more so than the Reagan era, I can't imagine why right now it would be a good idea to have another candidate in office on the other side of the coin that continues to divide the country. And so I just kind of like your thoughts on whether you really feel like middle America, any Republicans at all, would switch lanes and vote for Hillary Clinton. What do you think?
Probably not Republicans. That'd probably be a hard sell.
I mean, but don't we need swing voters?
It's tough to say. I mean, it seems like a lot of Republicans are disgruntled with their Republican situation now.
Hillary would have trouble, in my opinion, with the base. She'd have trouble with the base of the party for the following reasons. She supports the war, still continues basically to support it, is all tied up in that flag-burning amendment issue, which most people consider to be, in the base, consider to be frivolous and a waste of time. She's hanging out with Rupert Murdoch. That bothers a lot of people.
It should bother people.
But as far as letting her lead, I think at a time when we're highly polarized, you know what my belief is? My belief is the right wing would throw everything at her but the kitchen sink. And they'd throw that too.
I agree completely. And not only that, are we going to see any better numbers as far as the country being solidly behind the president? I mean, the issue with partisanship, obviously, is that, yes, there's a place for it in our process, but ultimately the backside of partisanship is that people are putting their party in front of being an American.
Hallelujah.
Taking care of their responsibilities as citizens, and that includes educating themselves to know what the right choices are and what the issues are, and also includes you've got to have this a refined feeling about citizenship where you've decided that you want to be a part of the political process. However, you never want to put that in front of your status as a citizen and your love for your neighbors and your fellow Americans. And so what we have to remember, I think, as progressives, is that the other side of the coin here is that those partisan folks, the 50%ers, the other 50% that runs the country right now, the Republicans right now, those people, right or wrong, are representing our neighbors, our friends.
See, but I always thought being a good Democrat, I always thought about being enthusiastic about Democratic politics is being good to your country, is being a good is wanting the best for your country, not the worst.
But shouldn't both sides of the fence feel that way?
Yeah, but I don't see the other side of the fence feeling that way. I see the other side of the fence striking deals for their big business friends.
Well, that's absolutely what's happening. You're absolutely right. I agree completely. I'm sorry, Todd. Go ahead.
Well, but there are Republicans that do exhibit patriotic love of country feelings and vote with more of an independent mindset.
All right, we're running out of time here. You know, we're going to have to. Well, you know what? We're going to carry this into the second hour. We're going to carry it into the next hour. So, hey, thank you, man. Appreciate your call, Kurt. Thanks for waiting, okay?
No problem. You take care, guys.
Okay, see you later. All right, all of you online, hang on if you got the guts. I got one line open at 303-713-7600. Todd Moore, Big Head Todd, and Jay Marvin will thrash this out for another hour coming up here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Everybody knows that safety belts save lives. Blah, blah, blah. We've been hearing that for years. I'm just letting you know that your safety belt can save you a whole lot of hassle, too. Because from coast to coast, cops are cracking down. They've got this enforcement effort. Click it or ticket. Pretty simple. You buckle up or you get a ticket. Consider this a friendly warning. Because guess what? Cops won't be giving warnings. Remember, click it or ticket. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
Coors Light Live welcomes VH1 Classic presents Poison, the hottest rock concert of the summer. Poison, 20th Anniversary World Tour. Brett Michaels, Bobby Darr, CC DeVille, Ricky Rockets. Joining the party, Cinderella, July 16th at Coors Amphitheater. Poison, bringing the biggest show on the road this summer. 20 years of hits.
This is Brett Michaels personally inviting you to the party.
Poison with Cinderella. Special guest, Rock's new Bad Boys and Never After. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster locations or HOV.com. Log on to PoisonWeb.com and BrettMichaels.com for more. Pick up their brand new CD, 20 Years of Rock, in stores now.
Part of the Coors Light Live Concert Series, produced by House of Blues Concerts.
You can smush a tomato into your nose. You can smush sand between your toes. You can smush your tube of toothpaste. Or smush some wine around your buds of taste. You can smush a ripe banana or the bayou mud in Louisiana. You can smush an orange into juice. And you can tell I'm no Dr. Seuss. But the very worst thing to smush by far is when you go and smush your car. And I know most people will agree.
You smush your car? It's Professional Auto Body.
Call Professional Auto Body and get your free smushed car benefits, including free no-obligation mobile estimating at your home or work, free new car rentals during repairs, free financing on deductibles, cashback deductible rebates up to $500, and a whole lot more. Professional Auto Body, recommended by troubleshooter Tom Martino and approved by every insurance company, and all work includes a lifetime warranty. From sensational smushes to simple scratches, call Professional Auto Body today at 561-FREE.
A complete presence where no one can move without you detecting them.
There's new information on the alleged Marine massacre of unarmed Iraqis last fall. CBS's Tom Foti has that.
The New York Times quotes a senior military official in Iraq as saying the very first military investigation of the Haditha incident found doubts about the account of the Marines involved, that some of the two dozen civilians who died were killed by a roadside bomb. Colonel Janis Karpinski, the former MP commander at the notorious Abu Ghraib prison, says an independent inquiry is needed.
Until we get an impartial team of people not under the influence of the Pentagon, we're never going to get to the truth.
She was interviewed by the BBC. Tom Foti, CBS News, Washington.
The family of wounded CBS News correspondent Kimberly Dozier is with her now at the military hospital in Landstuhl, Germany. CBS's Elaine Cobb says Dozier remains in critical but stable condition.
She's not expected to undergo any more extraordinary surgery, just simple routine surgery that would be normal in anyone with these kind of extensive injuries. Basically, they're keeping the wounds clean.
Dozier suffered head and lower body wounds in the Baghdad car bombing Monday that killed her cameraman, a sound technician, a soldier, and an Iraqi interpreter. Independent Dutch investigators have cleared Lance Armstrong of cheating in the 1999 Tour de France. They found no evidence the seven-time Tour winner used performance-enhancing drugs, and they accused anti-doping authorities of misconduct for the way they treated Armstrong. Well, a box of tissues came in handy on the Today Show set.
I leave this morning not with a heavy heart at all.
Happy tears for Katie Couric leaving NBC after 15 years to join CBS and anchor the evening news in a few months. Same-sex marriage is on the docket today in Albany, New York. The state's highest court is hearing from 45 couples who were turned away when they tried to get marriage licenses. In early trading, the Dow is ahead 38 points. This is CBS News.
Net Zero, America's number one value-priced internet service, is only $9.95 a month, and there's no commitment and no credit card required. Signing up for Net Zero is so simple, you'll be online in minutes. Plus, Net Zero gives you powerful virus protection, and your service is backed by a connection guarantee. Join the millions of people who have switched to the internet service that ranks higher than AOL in customer satisfaction. Call 1-800-NET-ZERO or go to netzero.com.
Hey, I'm Tom, and today's my ninth day with Prilosec OTC. Because of frequent heartburn, I couldn't even enjoy my kids' games, but with Prilosec OTC, that's all changed. Now, when my daughter's soccer team takes on the Wolverines, I'm there yelling. She really hates that. Imagine, zero heartburn for 24 hours with one pill a day. It's possible with Prilosec OTC. It's day nine for me. What day are you on?
Use as directed for 14 days for treating frequent heartburn.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update.
We are overjoyed, overwhelmed to have Evan safe and back with us in our arms and our hearts.
Teddy Gray, the aunt of Evan Thompson, after the 8-year-old boy was found following an exhaustive search north of Canyon City. Evan, who lives in Lakewood, went missing from a campsite Saturday morning near Red Canyon Park. Searcher Zach Slutsky says the more than 3 days it took to locate the boy is not unusual.
That's the nature of a search. You're looking for a needle in a haystack, and it's very, very difficult, and we direct our efforts to the best of our abilities, and this is the outcome we shoot for.
Fresh footprints led searchers to Evan just before 4:30 yesterday. He was found about 5 miles from where he disappeared. A woman considered a person of interest in the case of missing Aurora girl Erin A. Thompson died of natural causes. The Arapahoe County coroner determined that 32-year-old Shelley Lowe died on May 12th of severe heart disease. The report also says her obesity was a factor. Lowe was the girlfriend of Erin Thompson, the father of 7-year-old Erin A., who's been missing since November. Grand jury is set to investigate her disappearance. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Amelia Earhart with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thank you, Tim. We've got two stalls across southbound I-25 that are definitely jamming us up this morning. First, let's begin up on the north end. We've got a semi-truck stalled in the center lane right at 120th Avenue. We're jamming clear back to 136. Now, unfortunately, this slowing does not let up until you reach I-70. At this point, you've got another stall south of here, southbound I-25 in the right-hand lane at Colorado Boulevard. So, as you can imagine, that southbound commute is just a nightmare. Now, northbound I-25 is jamming up as you make your way out of the Tech Center between I-225 and Yale. And across I-225, northbounders are thick between Iliff and Mississippi, and southbounders are jamming clear between Parker Road and that I-25 interchange. In today's forecast, we'll see a high of about 77 degrees with a chance for showers later in the day. Currently, we're at 56 in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Are you totally blindsided by double payments? What can you do? Higher interest rates are coming, and if you're paying the minimum amount, your payment could double. Call Ace Mortgage Funding right now at 877-ACE-REFI. That's 877-ACE-REFI.
Here's what people are saying about Enhancelin.
Enhancelin does balance out my blood sugars, so I don't go through any highs or lows.
Whenever I take the Enhancelin, it has brought my blood sugar down.
Enhancelin is the all-natural dietary supplement that promotes healthy blood sugar levels.
After taking Enhancelin, now I'm consistently normal.
It works. It actually works.
Call now and receive a free 30-day supply with your order. 1-800-704-1523. Satisfaction is guaranteed, so log on to RadioValues.com or call 1-800-704-1523.
Big Head Talk in studio with Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Big Head Todd. Todd Moore.
Woo!
Because I said earlier in the beginning of the 6 o'clock hour, I wasn't going to call you Big Head.
That's okay. You can call me whatever you want. You can call me Ray.
You can call me Jay. You what? Is it Moore or Park Moore?
Park is my middle name. I'm actually, Moore is a German name, Park is a Korean name.
Oh, okay.
And I'm half German and half
Korean. It's all right. I'm half Jewish and half Democrat. 8:07 at 7 minutes after 8 at AM 760. High today, 72, thunderstorms, and sunny and all that kind of stuff today. All right, back to what we were talking about. So now, are we talking about a third party, or have we moved into the position now of trying to discuss the inherent differences between Republicans and Democrats? For instance, if you talk about, like, okay, here's one thing. Here's one thing that really bothers me. I invite people to call in about this. And the ones that are already on the line, you can comment about this if you want to. I got one line open at 303-713-7600. I think the minimum wage in this country ought to be raised to a livable wage.
I agree, 100%.
Republicans would fight that, 100%.
Why?
Because they would say that it would cost business too much money. When in the end, statistics show that that's not true. It might raise what you pay for something, 25 cents?
Doesn't that give a... I mean, why is it that the Republican Party is always against the working man?
Well, and I think the bigger question is, why does the working man vote against their own interests and vote for the Republican Party?
Right, because most of us are working men, right?
Because it's gays, gods, and guns.
So religious and social issues are what stilt the whole thing in favor.
Well, that's what they try to dominate it with, and they stay off the economic issues, because when it comes to the economic issues, you know, they're not, I mean, they're not open. I mean, count the amount of times George W. Bush has lied about the minimum wage, about raising the minimum wage, or claiming that he's supposedly open to raising the minimum wage. He claimed it in 2000, he claimed it in 2004. He's done little about it. But you know what? He also lies to the right wing. The religious right wing, because he tells them that he's for this same-sex marriage amendment deal, and yet he never delivers it.
Right. He's having trouble with his base, they say.
Yeah, exactly. All right, let's go to the phones. And we'll go to Cindy in Bailey. Cindy, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
And Todd.
Hi.
I have a comment about the Republican Party in general. Now, this is a gross generalization, and I realize that there's no group of people that always adheres to these generalizations. But in general, people in the Republican Party believe in social Darwinism. They believe that if you just take all the rules and regulations away, that things will work out so that the smartest, the brightest, the most talented people will rise to the top and survive, and the people who are morons will actually, just go away, in essence. They'll stop breeding, I guess. I don't know. But I think that I really believe that that's what they believe in. They believe that people and business should be left to their own devices, and that eventually things will work out.
Well, why do they subsidize businesses then?
Well, that's the hierarchy of the Republican Party. That's the people in control. That's not the base.
Because it seems like they just want things to work out for them.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. For their friends.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, that is true, and that's where I think you see a divisiveness. The people in power have a different set of critical issues than the people that they're supposedly representing. And the people they're representing are naive enough, I guess, to believe that eventually their issues are going to be important to the people in power.
Well, the true people they're representing are the big corporations, the people that they're...
Exactly.
The people that allegedly vote for them are the ones they're lying to. I mean...
Well, but when you think about it, the corporations are being served by social Darwinism. If you take away the regulations on the corporations, they're going to be the ones that are going to benefit, and the little guy is going to be the one that's going to suffer. And but see, they see that as being just and being the way to go. And I base this on just listening to people who I know who are friends that are Republicans. They get bent out of shape about people on welfare, about people getting, you know, services that, that taxpayers have to pay for that, that help them. Of course, they don't look at it from a Christian point of view. I consider myself a non-practicing, well, maybe that's not the right word. I consider myself a believer in Christianity, but I'm not a churchgoer because I don't think that the masses actually believe in what they're preaching or practice what they're preaching. But yeah, I really think that the Republican Party believes that if you just took away all of the rules and regulations, that the strongest would survive. And they think that they're the strongest. I suspect that they're probably not right, and they may be shooting themselves in the foot in that respect. But I think that's what they believe. I truly do. And I think the average Republican really thinks that you should get rid of all the rules and regulations on corporations and on people. And
well, that's the free market thing that they shop. But the free market thing that they shop is really an open ticket for their big business friends. Cindy, thank you. Appreciate the call.
It's anarchy, too. It ends up
with haves and have-nots. Thanks for the call. Yeah. Appreciate it.
Hey, thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Todd, comments?
Well, I think a lot of the social Darwinism argument is a smokescreen. A lot of things are smokescreens. The social issues, the religious issues seem to be smokescreens for the corporate protection policies.
Well, they have us looking one way, and then they're doing something behind our backs.
I know, and it just seems like if their economic policies were just clean on the table without anything else, it seems hard for me to imagine that they would get the votes that they're getting.
See, you know what occurred to me? What occurred to me is I don't care who the Democrat is that's running. I'm going to ask, if I'm here in 08, if I'm still on this radio station in 08, and the Dems are parading through here in 08, I'm going to ask any one of them, you ever had a ride on a corporate jet? If they tell me yes, they're out, I won't vote for them.
Really?
Yeah, because you know what? If you ride on a corporate jet, then the corporation expects something in return.
But don't you think a ton of great Democrats have ridden on a corporate jet?
I don't care. That's the way I feel. I think that they expect something in return. Don't you think they expect something in return? They didn't give you a free ride for nothing.
I agree, but I don't...
They want input when you get into the White House.
I agree, but I just don't know if I could make that my litmus test. The corporate jet test. I'd be curious to see who would check yes, the yes box on that one. Hillary's been in a corporate jet.
Well? Do you know if she's been in one recently?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know.
We should ask her, right?
I guess so. If it's a litmus issue for you, we should ask her.
All right, should we ask her? Okay, all right. Have you ridden in a corporate jet? Okay, candidate A, have you ridden in a corporate jet? If so, what do you expect to get in return for that free jet flight and that fuel? Because what does it cost, like $60,000 an hour to run one of those things?
I don't know. They're expensive, I know that.
All right.
What if it's a corporate Cessna?
All right, how about this? You're on the road. You're going to Kentucky. You've got a vigorous concert schedule this summer. Okay, suppose somebody comes in and picks up the fuel for your bus. Do you feel like you owe them something in return?
Absolutely, I do. I'm beholden to them. You're right about that.
Okay, I gotcha, didn't I?
Yeah.
So, in other words, if ExxonMobil came in and said, here's the thing. We're going to pick up the price of the bus fuel for Big Head Todd of the Monsters 2006 tour. But here's what we want you to do in return. What we want you to do in return is we'll ask for something later from you. Maybe an appearance in a 60-second spot. Maybe an ExxonMobil banner above the stage. Maybe a personal endorsement in a magazine.
It's a tough call. I don't know what to say. I mean, if I feel like I'm going to get more out of it for my message, to support my message and my agenda by taking that, you know, that fuel, I might have to consider it. I don't know if it's a
ooh,
cut and dry.
Ooh, Todd, that's compromise.
I know it is, but it's part of reality to a certain extent. I mean, playing the game, I have to do it all the time in the music business.
Do you?
There's compromise all the time, you bet.
But you're not beholden to people.
No, but...
Like in the sense of, like the Big Head Todd and the Monsters show is brought to you by, I don't know, let's think of some like Halliburton, Kellogg Brown and Root.
Well, yeah, I mean, you got to use your judgment on these things. But that doesn't mean they're all bad. I mean... There's you know, decent corporations out there. They're not all of the devil.
Yes, there are decent ones. You know, I'll give you a good name of a good one. Costco.
Costco's a decent one?
They pay their employees better than average wages. They believe in low turnover because they believe it leads in high productivity, and they make money hand over fist year after year.
So if
and they're much better to their they're much better to their employers than say Walmart or Sam's Club is to theirs.
So if somebody rode in a Costco jet, You'd let that one go then.
Yeah, because they're probably socially conscious.
Okay, see, now you got some lines that are...
Well, yeah, but it's not the same thing. It's not the same thing.
You said corporate jet. You said any corporate jet. And then we just agreed that there were some decent corporations.
Okay, that's true. Okay. You got me there.
All right.
All right. We'll take more calls coming up. It's 8:18, 18 minutes after 8. You going to play your way out? You going to play our way out of this?
Sure, what the heck?
What the heck, after you've already embarrassed me.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
We've still got a stalled semi-truck blocking us up across southbound I-25 right at 120th. And now we are jamming all the way back to 136th due to this problem. So do expect big-time delays. We have had just a horrible commute up on the north end of town this morning. The rest of the drive is jam-packed. Southbound I-225 is heavy and slow now between Parker Road and the I-25 interchange. And across 6th Avenue, you eastbounders are also jamming up on that approach to I-25 coming across Federal as well. Now the turnpike is thick eastbound between Federal and Pecos. And the eastbound lanes of I-70 are jamming up between I-25 and Brighton Boulevard. In today's forecast, we'll see that high of about 77 degrees. Currently, we're at 55 in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Donor Alliance is enhancing lives through organ and tissue donation. Sign up today to be an organ and tissue donor by visiting ColoradoDonorRegistry.org. For more information on organ and tissue donation and to sign up, go to ColoradoDonorRegistry.org.
Just Brakes.
My brakes are grinding. I need pads and shoes, right?
Just Brakes will replace pads and shoes on all four wheels and even machine rotors and drums for $99.88.
I'll come in next week.
Just Brakes recommends you bring your car in today. It's likely your brakes are already damaged.
Sounds serious.
It is. Brakes should be inspected at least once a year. Damage to major components can be a costly brake system nightmare.
Pads and shoes installed on all four wheels for $99.88. Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
At Just Brakes, we
parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
Denver, the 25th anniversary LASIK celebration at Spivak Vision Center is about to end. So if you've been waiting for the right time to have LASIK, the right place to have LASIK, and the right price to have LASIK, don't wait another second. Call Spivak Vision Center, Colorado's most trusted name in vision, today at 303-C-2020 before you miss your chance to save $1,000 on the vision you've always wanted. Whether you're nearsighted, farsighted, or even have astigmatism, call Spivak Vision Center today at 303-C-2020 and let our world-class surgeons turn your dreams of clear, natural vision into reality and to take advantage of our most affordable fees ever on LASIK. But don't wait. Our $1,000 savings ends soon. So call 303-C-2020 now. That's 303-C-2020. Only at Spivak Vision Center.
What tobacco issues are important to you?
I do not want my kids to smoke.
Last night, Sarah went to PhilipMorrisUSA.com.
I knew I needed a few tips on what to say and how to say it if my message was going to sink in.
If you're a parent who'd like help starting the conversation with your kids about not smoking and handling peer pressure, expert advice and information is available online. Find out more. Visit PhilipMorrisUSA.com.
Where do you want to be?
Everybody has a different idea of the perfect home.
Now that the kids are grown, we want a smaller place.
We really need more room. There's a baby on the way.
I'll take a place with a garage for my new baby.
Find your perfect place. It's easy at REMAX.com. Now REMAX.com has more home listings to choose from than ever. Nobody sells more real estate than REMAX. Each office independently owned and operated.
Big Head Talk in studio with Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Get Todd Moore, Todd Parkmore.
Or Big.
Or Big Head. High today, 72. Partly sunny with thunderstorms. We're in the middle of trying to dissect the Republican and Democratic Party and also talking about third parties as well. Let's get back to the telephones. And let's see, where'd we leave off here? Because there's so many really good calls here. Let's go to Dave in Denver. Dave, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Oh, man, you know, I'm a fairly regular caller, so I listen to the show all the time, and I've seen Big Head Todd a million times. This show's a huge kick in the head for me today. Love it.
Well, good to have you on, man.
And let's see, it's kind of a naughty story, but I should tell this. Well, years ago, I was seeing Big Head Todd and the Monsters at Cricket on the Hill. This is like 1980.
Wow, you're old.
Yeah, I'm a geezer. So I'm in the bathroom, and I'm taking a leak, and then in comes Big Head Todd. I said, wow, I'm taking a leak with Big Head Todd. Wait till I tell my friends. And then I pretended to look over, and I said, don't worry, I'll tell them it's true. I wonder if Big Head Todd remembers that.
You know, that one slipped my mind.
Yeah, well, it's more memorable for me because I was... Anyway, I've been reading about the difference between liberals and conservatives, like going way back to the beginning of political philosophy, since the Enlightenment period. And from what I've been able to tell, the difference kind of comes down to a difference whether or not you believe in original sin. You know, it's sort of a different... liberals and conservatives have different views of human nature. And the liberals will say, you know, it's society that makes people suffer and miserable, and if we improve society, then people will be good. You know, let's educate them and feed them and house them, and then people won't be desperate and miserable and, you know, try to steal your stuff. And we can improve the lot of all mankind through social changes, through gradual, constant improvements. And the conservatives tend to say, no, it doesn't matter what society is the thing that keeps us from being animals. Society is the thing that keeps us from being bad. We need cops and armies because man is inherently evil, and he will do bad things unless you stop him. And so it's sort of this different, remember the phrase maybe the noble savage? There's this idea after Columbus discovered the New World, that man in nature, you know, I'm talking about humanity, all women and children and everybody, man in nature, left onto his own devices, is a good thing. He's a pure being, a naturally innocent creature.
All right, do you believe we're inherently evil?
I think it's a mixture. I think they both make a good point.
Todd? But,
you know?
I think, you know, I just think there's an important thing to bring out in here, and that's the connectedness of religion, philosophy, culture, that has to do with our whole consciousness, that is at all connected to the political issues that we have today. I think, you know, you're making a historical point, you know, that's probably a well-studied one, but certainly that carries on to today where, you know, obviously the term the Christian right, that is definitely seems to be an inflection of right-wing politics.
Yeah, I think it kind of does represent two different value systems. Both sides think they're more moral than the other. You know,
I don't know about thinking about we're more moral, or at least I don't think I'm more moral to personalize it. But I do think that in your environment and how you're raised and how you and what goes on with you early on has a lot to do with how you'll turn out. Does a baby out of the womb turn out to be inherently evil? I don't believe that. I reject that.
I reject original sin.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah, you know, mostly I do too. There's a secular version of it too, of course. You know, it doesn't have to be based in religion. But that's what social Darwinism is. There was a thing called prosperity theology, you know, back in the Victorian period.
Right.
And that basically was, you know, if you're rich, it's because God loves you more. It means you're a virtuous person and you're being blessed by God.
Well, that's that whole aristocracy type of
Calvinism,
you know, kind of set up type deal. And
exactly,
you know, I mean,
Darwin came along and this was, you know,
like to boil this down, like I would love to say to a conservative, okay, if you think that government regulations are wrong, and that and not even couching it in workers in government regulations, but in protections for workers, both wages and safety and health, then would Mexico or would Paraguay or would Hong Kong or China or any of those, but would those be superior places to live than the United States? Because they don't have any of those things, and look at the situations they're in.
Yeah, you know, I mean, that's a perfectly defensible position if you have no morality. If the only thing you're interested in is money, and, you know, the fact that it causes suffering to human beings makes no difference whatsoever to you, that's fine. You know, that's a good argument for war, too. It's good for the economy. Let's destroy things and kill people because it'll make money. You know, that's a crass way of looking at the world. I can never buy into that. I don't get that at all. That's what I mean. You know, from my perspective, that is an immoral person who's going to put money over human suffering. That's not moral. And, you know, the person who does that will go to church every Sunday and talk about, you know, how good he is to his kids and how he doesn't cheat on his wife and he never cusses. But he's making people miserable, you know. It's, you know, you got to be a moral midget not to see that morality goes beyond not, you know, indulging your...
Check this out, you guys. Democrats have prepared an upcoming Senate battle over repeal of the estate tax, by which the Republicans always call the death tax, by releasing an estimated savings the repeal could equal for oil executives and members of the Bush administration. The Senate is set to consider legislation H.R. 8 to repeal the tax, which has been law since 1916, next week. At the time it was first repealed by President Bush, the tax applied only to estates worth $1 million. The current plan is to gradually phase the tax out until it permanently is repealed in 2010. In April of last year, the House passed a bill removing the law's sunset provision, making the repeal permanent upon Senate approval, pointing to data indicating that 99% of the estate tax is paid by the highest earning 5% of Americans. A report released by Democrats indicates that CEOs of major oil companies stood to gain significantly from the repeal. Democrats estimates put oil company gains at least $200 million windfall. The family of one oil executive, Lee Raymond, the former ExxonMobil CEO, we all know Lee, alone stood to receive a tax break of over $160 million.
Jeez.
Does anybody think that's moral?
I think we should have a 90% death tax. You want democracy? You want a free market? Let's take it all away. You start at the beginning. Start clean.
That's right. You know, if you're born rich, it's like winning the lottery. You didn't do anything.
That's right.
All right. Thanks, Dave.
Thank you.
Okay. It's coming up at 8:30 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, and we got a couple of lines open at 303-713-7600. It's Jay Marvin and Todd Moore. Big Head Todd, or Big... Or Big Head.
Or Todd.
Or Todd. Or whatever you choose to call
Mr. Ray.
Yeah, you can call me Ray or you can call me Jay. And two lines open. We're talking about the difference between Republicans and Democrats and also about third parties. 303-713-7600 right now. We'll take a look at traffic with the lovely Amelia Earhart.
All right, Todd, that's your cue to start playing.
Really? Okay.
Traffic bed.
Okay.
That's more like it. All right, taking a look at I-25 southbounders are still jamming up beginning at Alameda because of a car stalled in that right-hand lane right at Colorado Boulevard. Now, good news for northbounders across I-25. That semi-truck that was on fire on the right-hand shoulder is now completely out at 20th, but you're still finding just a bit of curiosity in the area. Now, across the highway, that Boulder Turnpike, eastbounders are still thick between Federal and Pecos, and northbound I-25 is jamming up in the Denver Tech Center between 225 and Yale. Taking a look at today's forecast, we'll see a high of about 7.
Finally, a mortgage banking firm you can trust to help you buy the home of your dreams or refinance without outrageous closing costs. Encore's experienced financial consultants will educate you on how to get the best loan. Encore's commitment to 100% customer satisfaction is attained by meeting clients 7 days a week, face-to-face. If you're ready for a relationship with a mortgage banker approved by the Better Business Bureau that will put your interests first, call Encore at 720-266-4917 now. That's 720-266-4917.
Hi. My name is Mitch Geller, and I'm a lawyer. Now, I know many people don't like lawyers, and I can understand that. There are many that I don't like. But when you're in trouble and you need a lawyer, you need a good one. Psychologists tell us that next to the death of a spouse or a child, divorce is the most traumatic event that most people will deal with in their lives. And it's a time when you need a lot of support and help. I know because I've been there. I can't take the pain away, but I can protect your rights, help preserve your property, and help you maintain your relationship with your kids. And I've developed a new system of flat rate fees for some cases that will keep runaway attorney's fees from gobbling up everything you own. And if I can help with that, I feel pretty good about what I do and who I am. If you need help with a divorce or have been injured in an accident or charged with a crime, give me a call. That's Mitch Geller at 303-333-9800. Once again, that's Mitch Geller at 303-333-9800.
With you by sending you a free bottle of Iceland Health Omega-3. Our pharmaceutical-grade Omega-3s have twice the power of ordinary fish oil. Iceland Health Omega-3 can help you experience better sleep, memory, and skin, even relief from joint pain.
As a result of taking Iceland Health, my blood pressure has dropped tremendously.
I tell you what, I get up in the morning, I'm moving. I'm no more stiffness, you know, just going.
Find out how to get your free bottle of Omega-3 and feel the difference for yourself. Call 1-800-400-4194. For your free bottle, call 1-800-400-4194. 1-800-400-4194.
I'm Mark Major with Aspen Tire, and I want to earn your tire business with multiple locations, the best pricing on tires, and the best customer service in the industry. Shop the competition, then call Aspen Tire. 888-401-AUTO. That's 888-401-AUTO.
I have an invention, but I don't know what to do next.
Are you an inventor? Or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? InventHelp has inventors' information for you. Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-800-900-9241. It's a free call, so dial 1-800-900-9241. That's 1-800-900-9241.
The Blue List is AM760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting progressive companies locally, like Colorado Landmark Realtors, Bauhaus, and Computer Superheroes. Go to AM760.net today and learn about how you can join these progressive companies.
Now back to Jay, and today, Big Head Todd on AM760, Progressive Talk.
Favorite rock and roll song.
Really?
Hey Joe is my all-time favorite rock and roll song. Jay Marvin and Todd Moore with us. Big Head Todd. High today 72, partly sunny with thunderstorms. You ever heard the original version of it by The Leaves?
No, I haven't.
Hey Joe?
No, I haven't.
It's like a garage band version.
Wow, I need to get that.
And it's up-tempo, real fast.
You got it on vinyl, I bet.
I have it on vinyl. I also have it on CD.
Wow.
I'll definitely loan it to you.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, and man, Hey Joe is like the best rock and roll song of all time.
It's pretty great.
Hey Joe, where are you going to go?
That's right.
Down to Mexico.
Down to Mexico Way.
Mexico Way. You go put no hangman's noose around me, man.
That's right.
Yeah, that was the original teenage Let's Make It for the Border fantasy. All right, let's get back on the phones here, and we go to Bob in Denver. Bob, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Go ahead.
Hey, Big Head Todd, I got caught sleeping at the wheel. I was on Ticketmaster, and I was going to buy you at your concert here June 10th, 26th row, and then my girlfriend couldn't make it, so I didn't get the tickets.
Oh, shucks.
And then I get back on a couple days later and go, screw it, I'm going to get tickets. I'm going to take someone else. You know, if she can't make it, and blah, blah, blah. And I'm at 46th row in just 2 days.
Well, that's good news for me, bad for you, I guess.
Yeah. But, you know, I've seen you before, you know, especially at the Fillmore on New Year's Eve. What a great show that was.
Well, thank you much.
Yeah. And, hey, Jay, you were talking about living wage earlier.
Right.
I'm all for it. I can make a class example of it. And it's going on right now. Like, I'm from Detroit, right? And what Ford Motor Company did 15 years ago, check this out, I was working, got out of Michigan State, and I got a job at Ford. And I was not put on payroll. I was a temporary worker.
Yeah.
And it was amazing. And they paid me $10 an hour to work in their purchasing department. And here I am. I'm working at Ford Motor Company, and I can't even afford their products. I can't even buy a car. That's not what that whole company was designed about.
Well, you know, Walmart's the same way. People working at Walmart can't afford to shop there either because they don't make enough money.
Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah, and you can see it when you get... I do not go into that store, but that just drives me nuts, that whole concept. So, I mean, sure, everyone wants to live on the hill and have a motor on their house and a gated community, you know, keep the hell out, I want a view of the valley. But you're sure you can have those people, but the rest of the country, you got to have purchasing power. You have to have it. People have to make a living wage, and they have to be able to buy things. Otherwise, you know, we all sink.
You're talking sense.
And I don't know why people don't get it. I really don't. The greed is just killing us in this country.
It's driving us into the gutter.
Self-centeredness, 100%.
You know, and I read in the paper recently, you know, GM and Ford, they're doing that now more than ever. You know, they're laying off all their workers. And they want to hire people back, temporary workers. And they want nothing to do with them. They just want to pay them, you know, $10-$12
an hour.
Well,
that's so they don't have to pay them health benefits or any kind of retirement.
Or anything else. And they just want to, you know, and wash their hands at it. And then, you know, cart around in their private jets and go to Monte Carlo, go to the Grand Prix, and you know, take their boats and their jets out. It just never ends, the greed. And,
You know what? Look what the average CEO makes as compared to the average worker.
Oh, it's terrible.
It used to be like maybe 5, 10, 20 times. Now it's like 385 times.
Yeah.
And it's disgusting.
Yeah.
It absolutely is disgusting. All right, man, we'll see you at the Red Rocks.
Oh, you know it.
All right, see ya.
Thanks.
Am I going to that Red Rocks thing?
Absolutely. I'm getting you out of bed to go. I'm going to kick you out of bed.
He knows my schedule well. He knows my schedule well where I'll be on Saturday night, right, unless he comes and gets me.
I'm throwing you into your Porsche, and I'm driving it.
Unless you come to get me, unless you take me there personally, man, that's not happening. So can I ride the bus through the security gates and all that stuff?
Whatever you want, Jay.
I used to love to do that stuff.
Yeah, it's fun.
Just ride through the security gates?
As a radio bigwig, you used to do that all the time.
Yeah, when I was somebody, back in the day. Used to ride on Waylon's bus.
But now you're changing America. You're changing consciousness.
So are you.
I'm trying.
You're doing a great job this morning. All right, let's go to Bob in Boulder. Bob, you're on AM 760. Go ahead, man.
Gentlemen, good morning.
Hi.
Hello, Bob.
How are you?
Great.
I wonder what each of you think about a complaint I hear quite a bit from moderates, those trying to choose between what they view as two bad choices, the Republican or Democratic parties, that at least with the Republicans, you know what you're getting. Whereas with the Democrats, there's no clear vision, and you're not sure what you're getting, so they opt for at least some certainty.
Who do you want me to respond first?
You respond.
I'd like both your thoughts on that.
Well, my response is, you know what you're getting. That's like saying, well, I know that if I take a gun and I put it to my head and I pull the trigger and I fire it, I know what I'll get. I'll get a bullet through the head. As far as the Democrats not knowing what you're getting, I think you do know what you get if you bother to do the research. But I think the Democrats are stuck in a terrible, terrible position. First of all, Capitol Hill-wise, they're in the minority party. When you're the minority party, as the Republicans went through this too, it's very, 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 very hard to get anything heard. That's number one. Number two, the Democrats are also caught up in a terrible media echo chamber. Democrats are not viewed and not looked at and not talked about in the media the same way that Republicans are. Everything the Democrats do, the legitimacy of Democrats is questioned. Or the way that they're viewed, it's like, well, do they really mean what they say? Or are they really who they say they are? And a good example of that, I think, is, I can give you two real good examples of it. Number one, there was an article in the New York Times magazine, Sunday Magazine, last Sunday, about Netroots Democrats. That's Democrats on the net. Are they really Democrats? Now, you know, the mainstream media would never ask that question to Republicans, even though that question could be asked, but it would never be asked. Number two, look at the treatment of the two marriages between the Clintons, Hillary and Bill, and George W. Bush and Laura Bush. Now, the Globe carries a story about Hill and Bill having trouble, and it makes the front page of the New York Times. The Globe then carries a story about George and Laura, about nastiness, about boozing in the White House, and it never makes any of the mainstream media and stays with the Globe. I think that if you want to find out about the Democratic Party, unfortunately, in the media arena that we're operating in today, you have to take the trouble to go find out. Final example. The Democrats have no plan to get out of Iraq. No. The Democrats not only have one plan, they've got several plans. And it depends on which plan you like. Pick one.
See, I would sort of disagree with that. I don't think that it's productive to blame the media on the Democrats' failure to articulate what their stands are on a lot of issues. I honestly don't. I don't appreciate the fact that you got to do research to find out what the Democrats are about. I mean, and I don't think that it's just the media. I think that the Democratic Party has to get their stuff together and really have not just have a clear articulation of what their stands are on issues. And I do think that they are a bit of an unknown quantity. And I think that has to change for the Democrats to be viable. It can't just be we've had enough of the Republicans. Because I don't think that's gonna get the Democrats in power. I think they need to have clear, understandable agenda on issues.
Yeah, I guess I tend to agree with Todd. It seems to me that, especially the leadership in the Democratic Party, they're quite good at Bush bashing. Pelosi, Reid, they have a lot of nasty things to say about the Republican leadership and why this country has gone wrong. And frankly, I agree with quite a bit of it, but what always seems to be lacking is, and here's our vision as to how to rectify that.
Well, but I think they do talk about their vision on how to rectify it, but I think that you've got to, you know, watch the rare times that they get on the Sunday talking shows. I think you have to do some reading to find out what their agenda is, and the agenda is pretty well, you know, laid out there. They're for universal health care, because our health care situation is becoming rapidly unraveled. We're paying now more than we've ever paid before and getting less for it. As a matter of fact, one of the big undiscovered scandals is the fact that doctors are turning away Medicaid patients, so it's becoming tougher and tougher for the elderly turning away Medicare patients, so it's tougher for the elderly to get help. But you've got universal health care, you've got energy independence, you've got a college education for all kids, which makes this country smarter. Those are just three right there.
So you've told me
you've
more
got
than
a, you've
I,
got an end, known. An end to the war in Iraq. Well, yeah, but I've told you more, but that's because I've spent time listening to Democrats talk about these things.
Right, but I watch the news every day and
well, where do you get your where do you get your news from?
Well, but my point is I get it from the average source that the average American gets it. And I don't think the average American understands the clear points that you just made about what the Democrats
I think you have
for.
A point, and I think we have a problem with the media, and that's why organizations like Media Matters for America exists. And that's why, look, to both of you, okay? I got into a huge fight. Well, maybe it's an overcharacterization, but I got into a fight with a woman once when I was sitting in for Ed Schultz. And what she wanted to do was she wanted to boycott the media. And what I wanted her to do was I wanted her to say no. Every time you catch the media in a misstatement, every time you catch them saying something that isn't true, you don't have to write them a nasty letter, but send them an email. Because the right wing has been doing this since 1971, and they've managed to move the media to the right. So we need to work the media.
That's a great point.
We need to do it. And she couldn't accept it. And it didn't make any difference, Bob, no matter how many times I talked to her about it, I couldn't get her to see it.
Now, that's a very good point about us getting involved with the media and influencing what they're...
I mean, when you hear the media say something and you know it's not right, don't let the moment pass. Go to your computer, send them an email, and say, why did you say that? When you know that's not true. I heard... I'm trying to think who the Republican politician is that I heard say this. I want to say John McCain, but it may not have been McCain. It may have been somebody else. They purposely... Oh, I know who it was. It was George Allen. George Allen purposely on television misstated the amount of oil that could be produced in Anwar, the amount of barrels per day. Okay? He misstated it. The facts came from the U.S. Geological Survey. He said it was, you know, millions more barrels. And the person who was questioning him, it might have been George Stephanopoulos, never followed up and said, well, where did you get that figure from? Hey, I went right to ABC and sent him an email.
That's great.
All right, Bob?
All right, gentlemen. I appreciate your thoughts and enjoying the show quite a bit.
Thanks. All right, it's 8:47. We need to take a break. One line open at 303-713-7600. Mr. Moore, are you going to take us into the break?
Sure. You bet.
Progressive traffic.
All of our earlier problems across I-25 are now cleared from the highway. We had a semi-truck on fire northbound right at 20th Street. There's a fire truck on scene, but luckily that fire is completely out, so you'll just find a bit of curiosity making your way across this problem. Now, taking a look at the eastbound lanes of the Turnpike, you've got jamming now between Federal and Pecos. And across northbound I-25 in the Tech Center, your slowing begins at I-225 and continues up towards Yale. Southbounders are still jamming up in the north end between Thornton Parkway and I-70, as well as on that approach to the Broadway Bridge. In today's forecast, we'll see a high of 77 degrees, and currently we're at 57 in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Looking for a real community with families, young couples, retired folks, and singles? How about a community with lots to do? Then come visit Vista Ridge. It's like a five-star resort you call home. Just 20 minutes north of Denver, visit them at VistaRidge.net. That's VistaRidge.net.
If you're sick and tired of watching your eyes get weaker and weaker every year, repeat after me. I will take a stand against my weak eyesight.
I won't use my glasses as a crutch.
And I will no longer accept stronger prescriptions year after year.
Call right now for a free video to find out how you can strengthen your eyesight using the safe, natural solution. It's called the See Clearly Method. Call 1-800-700-1785. That's 1-800-700-1785. 1-800-700-1785.
Gas prices got you down? On Wednesday, June 28th, you can dust off your tire pump and bypass the gas pump. It's Bike to Work Day. Join thousands of commuters who are riding instead of driving on Bike to Work Day. Enjoy fitness, fresh air, and freedom from your normal frustrating commute. Plus free food and giveaways at more than 100 metro area breakfast stations. And the chance to win fantastic prizes. Gear up for Bike to Work Day on Wednesday, June 28th. To register yourself or your company for this fun, free event, call the Denver Regional Council of Governments Ride Arrangers Program at 303-458-POOL or visit drcog.org. That's drcog.org today. Bike to Work Day is brought to you by the Denver Regional Council of Governments Ride Arrangers Program, RTD, KUSA-TV, Panera Bread, Noodles & Company, Colorado Athletic Club, Cliff Bar, Comcast, and the Colorado Department of Transportation.
Be in better shape. We eat salads when we'd rather have a burger. We sweat when we'd rather nap. We go to the gym when we'd rather go home. Sure, part of it is that we want to live longer, healthier lives, but we also want to look good for others. What if financial well-being looked as obvious as our physical well-being? What if people could see how out of shape our credit is? What if our bloated mortgage ripped at the seams of our pants? Would we take more time, more care? Well, there's a place that's there to help you get financially fit. Belco Credit Union. Our financial specialists can help you put your spending on a diet. We can tighten mortgage and credit card rates. We can help you lift your credit rating and run your financial marathon. Belco Credit Union is as easy to join as a gym, and we are totally dedicated to your financial success. So be healthy, be stylish, be determined. Stop by today. Belco Credit Union at belco.org. We're easy to join and worth it.
Yeah, my truck doesn't have coverage, but if my boat hit it, will my boat policy pay for the damage to my truck?
That's a real question that was put to the licensed insurance experts at Progressive Direct. When you call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE, we'll answer your questions and help you find the policy that best fits you. So whether your question's unique or typical.
Will I get a discount if I insure both my cars with you?
In fact, you will. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Progressive Direct Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Available in most states and situations.
Just Brakes.
My brakes are grinding. I need pads and shoes, right?
Just Brakes will replace pads and shoes on all four wheels and even machine rotors and drums for $99.88.
I'll come in next week.
Just Brakes recommends you bring your car in today. It's likely your brakes are already damaged.
Sounds serious.
It is. Brakes should be inspected at least once a year. Damage to major components can be a costly brake system nightmare.
Pads and shoes installed on all four wheels for $99.88. Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
At Just Brakes, we really do.
Parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
Now, back to Jay. And today, Big Head Talk on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
All right. Big Head Todd. Todd Moore, concert coming up at Red Rocks, June the 10th. Tickets available, right?
Absolutely, I'll be there.
We hope you'll be there. There'll be a lot of people who are going to be angry if you're not. But tickets are still available to go see you on June the 10th, right?
I believe so, yes.
Okay. All right, let's get back to the phones. We'll go to Patricia in Englewood. Patricia, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hi, how are you?
Hi.
Good. You've been talking about so many things. I was going to talk about the third-party stuff.
Go ahead.
I think it's just crazy, but you brought up another more interesting point just recently, and you're talking about going to the media and saying things that are not true. And I have to take you to task, Jay. You said that it's irresponsible about the whole psychotropic thing. It's actually irresponsible to push unproven drugs with serious side effects, not inform people about them. Do you realize? And this is a big deal with what you're talking about.
Yeah, like, I realize it. I've been involved with mental health for 25 mm-hmm. years, 26 years.
So what do you do with this fact? So Psychotherapy and Psychosomatics, it's a journal, found that 100% of the psychiatrists who determine the criteria for so-called mood disorders, which include bipolar and schizophrenia, for the inclusion in the American Psychiatric, that's the APA's Diagnostic and Statistical Mental Disorder Journal. It's the DSM. Are you familiar with that?
Mm-hmm.
Do you realize they were all financially involved with the drug companies that manufactured
drugs? Yeah, well, you know what, though? But that's like saying, do you throw the baby out with the bathwater? Here's the first thing you do. The first thing you do is you strengthen and make real the hand of the FDA. You don't make it a lapdog agency for whoever's in power. And this administration has basically gutted the FDA. And as a matter of fact, when Newt Gingrich was in Congress, Newt Gingrich was famous for walking around the halls saying that he wanted to abolish the FDA. That's number one.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, the other thing is that nobody should take any kind of drugs without seeing a certified physician.
Yeah.
On the flip side of that, you don't get on afternoon chat shows, jump around on a couch, and tell people with mental difficulties that they should throw away their Klonopin tomorrow. Because all they got to do is join the Church of Scientology, and that'll cure their ills.
Well, what about the fact, though, that here's these same psychiatrists who supposedly have diagnoses for disorders that have no proven physical background to it? You know, there's no. I'm sorry, my little 5 and a half.
Well, how can they have? Explain to me where you get this idea that they have no physical background in it.
I've done tons of research.
You may have done tons of research, but I want you to define the terms we're dealing with here.
Okay. So you have, and I'm sorry, my baby's starting to cry here. So.
No, that's okay. We like that too.
All right. So they call it a disorder, right?
Right.
The psychiatrists call it a disorder. Well, a disorder is a physical illness. There are no blood tests. That say that there's a psychological disorder.
Well, that's
true. Do these problems exist? Absolutely. But are there physical manifestations to them? No. And that's what the psychiatrists push. They say that these drugs help the physical nature of these disorders. They mask the symptom, but
no,
are you really?
No, they don't. No,
are
they
you
don't
really
mask
finding
the
it?
Symptoms.
What about going? Have you gone and gotten a test to find out, to make sure that your that you don't have any vitamin deficiencies,
yes,
or mineral deficiencies?
Yes.
Okay, good, because that's a huge part of it. And what do you say to the fact that, you know, here we have ADHD and ADD being the big thing, right?
Hey, listen,
Hold on. You have two antipsychotic drugs prescribed to 2 to 18-year-olds grew from under 500,000 in 95 to approximately 2.5 million in 2002. That's a 400% increase. So that means that antipsychotic drug sales have soared 1,500%.
Well,
from 500 million in 91 to more than 8 billion in 2003.
But tell me that the drug companies aren't trying. But what does that prove?
It's proving that the drug companies
So does that prove? Oh, the drug companies are behind it.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Let me speak about my own personal experience, okay?
Okay.
And let me just take a deep breath so I don't lose my temper.
Okay.
I've tried to commit in my adult life suicide twice. I came close once.
I understand.
Okay. I've gone through a great amount of suffering in the last 25 to 26 years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I went through suffering as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, nobody working for Eli Lilly or any other drug company invented what was wrong with me.
No, they didn't.
Through a miracle called the person I married, which is my wife Mary,
mm-hmm,
I got to a competent psychiatrist who was able to ascertain what my problem was,
uh-huh,
and was able to give me medication to help stable me out. When I am med free, when I do not take my meds, I incur problems. I just came out of one of the worst. And I want to repeat, one of the worst emotional slumps of all time here, not more than 3 to 4 weeks ago, and thank God I found another good doctor who helped me out. You can research and do all the statistics you want,
mm-hmm,
but you know what the problem is with all of this? In the end, you don't have any solution. And for a person like...
Get away this weekend for a real Colorado vacation. The Crusty Bar Trout Ranch offers the finest wild trout fishing from 4 crystal clear lakes near the spectacular Sangre de Cristos. Bring the whole family and stay in a cabin or at the RV parking campground. Go hiking, mountain biking, and the staff can also arrange horseback riding, whitewater rafting, and jeep tours. It's a Rocky Mountain family adventure at the Crusty Bar Trout Ranch, 1 hour southwest of Colorado Springs. For more information, call 1-800-453-453.
This computer is driving me crazy.
Relax. Save your sanity. This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Don't spend a fortune getting your computer fixed. Starting at less than $100, PC Answers will come to your home or office and make your computer run like new.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or go to pc-answers.com. That's PC Answers, 303-548-1414.
Selling to Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing list you need, and right now they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie, a service of Info USA, and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-600-5701. That's 1-800-600-5701. 1-800-600-5701.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. The U.S. is spelling out conditions for getting involved with talks on Iran's nuclear ambitions. Let's go live to CBS News correspondent Tom Foti in Washington.
Nick, what the U.S. government wants is for Iran to stop working on technology that could lead to nuclear weapons. If Iran agrees, Secretary of State Rice says the U.S. will join other nations in talking to Iran. That by itself would be a major diplomatic move, since the U.S. has had no formal relations with Iran since the embassy hostage crisis back in 1979. In a statement she's just about to deliver at the State Department, Secretary Rice says the U.S. and European nations have agreed on a package of incentives for Iran if it is willing to give up its disputed nuclear activities, or possibly sanctions if it doesn't. Nick?
A new bloodshed involving American troops and Iraqi civilians. CBS News correspondent Elizabeth Palmer has the details from Baghdad.
The U.S. military has said two Iraqi women have been shot and killed after their car failed to stop at an observation post in Samarra, north of Baghdad. The driver of the car says he was rushing his pregnant sister, who was in labor, to the hospital. Although the road had been partly closed, he said he drove between the barriers seeking the fastest way to the maternity ward. U.S. soldiers opened fire and killed both his pregnant sister and her cousin.
A military statement calls the incident regrettable. Northeast of Baghdad, police say at least 5 people were killed and 3 others wounded in an attack on a minibus. At Germany's Landstuhl Med Center, the family of CBS News correspondent Kimberly Dozier has arrived while she continues under care for wounds received in a roadside bomb blast on Monday. correspondent Sheila McVicker.
She is in critical condition. She is stable. And they're not really anticipating much change in her condition in the coming hours or even days.
The World Health Organization says 54 uninfected members of an Indonesian family hard hit by bird flu have been quarantined. So far, no signs the disease has spread. Vindication for seven-time Tour de France winner Lance Armstrong. A panel of Dutch investigators has cleared him of doping charges in connection with his first Tour victory in 1999. Does a father's college degree determine what kind of dad he'll be? Well, a government report says it can. Gladys Martinez is a demographer with the National Center for Health Statistics.
Men who live with their children are more likely to be active in their lives because they're available. But even among those dads, those who have higher levels of education report higher levels of activity with their children.
It was her swan song after 15 years of waking Americans up each morning. Katie Couric's done her final Today show. It was a three-hour special that mixed tears and laughter as she bid farewell to co-host Matt Lauer.
I'll never have a partner like you again because I'll never be working with a partner.
I ruined it for everyone.
After Labor Day, Couric takes over her anchor duties at the CBS Evening News. Checking Wall Street, the Dow is up 67, the NASDAQ 14. This is CBS News.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and two nights in Las Vegas? And what about you don't pay a dime for it? That's right. Act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas's newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge. Stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call this special toll-free number, 877-31-VEGAS. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 877-31-VEGAS for all the exciting details. That's 877-31-VEGAS. Vegas. Call me.
Dave Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Eddie Rose, The Majority Report. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk, KKZN, 410 Denver Boulder, and on AM760.net.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. A happy ending in Fremont County.
He never gave up hope, and we kept going. We were going to continue going on until he was found.
An 8-year-old boy from Lakewood safe this morning after becoming lost in the woods for more than 3 days. Evan Thompson was last seen Saturday morning while camping with a group about 15 miles north of Canyon City. Searchers tracked Evan down just before 4:30 yesterday, about 5 miles from his campsite. Spokesman Zach Slutsky says they had crews helping from throughout the state.
He had 90 people from 20 different agencies from around the state of Colorado. I don't know how many we've had all set, but I know that there's been teams coming and going, so it was quite a bit.
Evan was tired and hungry, but is said to be in remarkable condition. No word on how Evan became lost. The Arapahoe County Coroner has determined that Shelley Lowe, a key figure in the disappearance of Aaron A. Thompson, died of severe heart disease. A coroner's report said obesity also contributed to her death on May 12th. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Amelia Earhart with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thank you, Tim. Well, we're looking at a pretty good wrap-up to this morning's drive. Our last problem was a semi-truck on fire northbound right around 20th Street. Luckily, that is now completely extinguished, and you're just looking at a bit of curiosity slowing in the area. Now, across southbound I-25, we've still got some leftover slowing running between 6th Avenue and University. And across southbound I-225, we're still jamming up between Yosemite and the I-25 interchange. Taking a look at our Denver side streets, we do have a two-car crash working at the intersection, northbound I-25 ramp heading off to Colfax. So you'll find some slowdowns as you make your way off the highway. But other than that, we're not looking at a bad start to the midday drive. In today's forecast, we'll see that high of 77. Currently, we're...
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then I've made millions in real estate. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. Let me show you how you can get started right now. With my techniques, you can learn the secrets for spotting deals that come along on average once a week and pick up plenty of homes that generate lots of cash and become rich. Very rich. Call 1-800-500-1093 anytime, 24 hours a day, and I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Instead of just making a living, let me show you how to make real money. Call 1-800-500-1093 and get your life back. Again, that's 1-800-500-1093.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away.
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare, but you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-422-1482. Again, that's 1-800-422-1482. 1-800-422-1482.
You know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight, or maybe a glass of wine, maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression, maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope, maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off, and that second drink, well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry, how stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I've been there. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself.
Please call right now, and we'll send you a powerful free tape that could change your life. Call 800-446-3886. That's 1-800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886.
Does it surprise you that that Bush and Blair, in the press conference that they had, that Bush talked about his kind of gunslinger attitude, that he kind of said that it was wrong, more or less?
Well, this is his worst nightmare. You know, this is a guy who had his father's career collapse on him, you know, from the top to the bottom, and then he was going to do it all different. He was going to be the big macho. He was going to show, you know, that he'd get, well, he got the second term and all that, and now he's in the pits where his father was, and so he's scrambling. You know, okay, listen to his wife and stop, you know, being so macho mouth and everything, but I don't think he can control it because that's his only act.
He
doesn't have anything else but, you know, bragging, that whole phony style, the Yale cheerleader, you know. It's not like he really understands these issues or has an alternative, and he's gotten into the, you know, he's let these neocons drag him into this Iraq mess, and there's no easy way out. It's just a horror.
You know, you write in your column, A Heck of a Job, which was posted on May the 24th, and you talk about, you say, quote, "We have now reached a turning point in the struggle between freedom and terror," Bush claimed, of the partial formation of the new Iraqi government under the Prime Minister, Maliki. How long is the American people, I mean, how long can he keep saying we've now turned, you know, we've now come to another turning point before finally people are going to say, you know what, we just don't believe there are any more turning points?
Yeah, well, that you know, but what he's already said is it's going to be for the next president to get us out of there. He already said that in January. And so he's just trying to get through to the end of his term. And unfortunately, the situation there doesn't help him. You know, it keeps deteriorating. They still, you know, this government that he was celebrating, they still don't have the justice minister, the defense minister. They're still in no position to govern. The violence is out of control. And, you know, what has happened here is that we had, you know, whatever else you want to say about Iraq, it was a secular country that was contained. There was a no-fly zone. This guy wasn't going anywhere. He was a toothless dictator that had no real power anymore. Al-Qaeda could not, was one of the countries where Al-Qaeda could not operate. And now what do you got? You got a religious civil war going on that I think will haunt us for the next 20, 30 years. And that's what's happened. That's what, where Bin Laden came from. That's what Afghanistan was all about. Remember, you know, when Jimmy Carter, you know, my book, Playing President, I criticized Democrats as well as Republicans, because Jimmy Carter didn't go to the Olympics back in 1980. He said, oh, the Russians in Afghanistan, that's the worst thing in the world. And we, the United States, summoned these Muslim fanatics from all over to go to Afghanistan and wage holy war, remember, against the Soviets.
That's right, yeah, the Mujahideen.
Yeah, and that's where bin Laden got there. That's where the whole thing came from. And that's what's happening in Iraq, unfortunately, now. This thing is going to be haunting us for 20 years.
And what do you make of the Hadith situation?
Well, it's a horror again. It's like My Lai in Vietnam, you know. You put, you know, perfectly decent soldiers into an untenable situation where people are shooting at them, where, you know, they don't know what's going on, why are they there. You take some kid from Arkansas, you know, and you shove him into another country. He doesn't know even, we couldn't even find it on the map. He doesn't know the language. And then somebody shoots his buddy, and they go crazy, you know, and that's what happens. It brings out the worst in people. You put them in as an occupying army. I don't care who they are. You know, any people in the world are put into a position where they're occupying another people. They don't know why they're there. They're getting shot at, and they're going to do horrible things. And that's the consequences.
And so would the turning point for the administration, would the turning point be the midterm elections? Is that the turning point they're looking for?
Well, I'm hoping we get one House of Congress that's independent. This is not a partisan comment on my page, but the American government has collapsed over our failure to have division of powers. We're supposed to have checks and balances. And we need at least, you know, one House of Congress where they can hold hearings, have subpoena power, and hold this administration accountable. And if the Democrats can win the House of Representatives, and you got a guy like Henry Waxman from out here in Los Angeles, and he, you know, he can hold hearings and subpoena people, we're going to get to the bottom of this. And not just on Iraq, we're going to get to the bottom of the whole Enron thing. Because my column this morning, you know, on Truth Dig is about that, you know, the close ties between George Bush and Ken Lay.
Yeah,
these guys were closest buddies. And it was Bush's father and Bush himself who changed the regulations that allowed the rise of Enron. Everybody's missing that whole story. This is the biggest white-collar scandal in American history, the biggest ripoff in American history, and it was only made possible because Bush's father changed the regulation and allowed Enron to rise, you know, allowed the trading in energy derivatives. And that's a story that has really not been exposed. And you know, as I say, if the Democrats could get one House of Congress and start having hearings on where did Enron come from, that's the biggest scandal than anything we've had domestically.
And why has the most of the country missed this story?
Well, because first of all, you know, the focus of the trial was on very, you know, accounting issues and very specific stuff, and the media doesn't cover economic stuff well. They find it boring. They don't know how to get to the bottom of it. But if you go back and look, where did Enron come from? I mean, Ken Lay was a mid-level, unimportant energy trader, and George Bush Sr. Got the Energy Act of 1992 passed, and that's what made Enron possible. It deregulated. It took away, and you know, all their attack always on lawyers. Lawyers are the evil people, tort reform and everything. But there are also lawyers like Ralph Nader who protect consumers. And they took away the right of lawyers to sue over some of these regulatory and consumer issues. And if you look at the rise of Enron, Ken Lay and Enron gave over $3 million to both Bushes and to the GOP programs
and,
that were connected with
and
Bush.
And nobody in the mainstream press covered it.
No, it's totally uncovered story. And you know, but if you go to a site like Smoking Gun on the internet, they got all of the emails, all the letters between George Bush and Ken Lay. We print some of them on Truth Dig this morning, you know. Just go look at those letters. Dear Ken, dear George, how's the wife? You know, oh, I need your help on getting into the Pennsylvania market. I need your help on getting into Uzbekistan, you know. And the closeness between George W. Bush and Ken Lay, these guys were bosom buddies. You know, he, you know, Ken Lay was the a Bush pioneer. He was his biggest contributor.
Yep.
You know, and so the idea that this guy now is out there hanging, you know, and somehow George W. has nothing to do with it, that's bogus, you know, bogus. And that the reason that story's not coming out is, again, because you don't have congressional investigations. How did this happen? You know, look at what happened to California, you know, the screwing of California and the FERC, the Regulatory Commission, the chairman of it, a guy named Hebert, was fired because Ken Lay wanted him fired, and George Bush fired him. You know, and they're the people who didn't go after Enron at the time when they were gaming the California market. Incredible scandal. So the problem is that trial, it's good that they got convicted, but it's very narrowly focused. It didn't go into the politics that made this possible. And the politics really is all about the Bush father and son. They made Enron possible. And that's the biggest economic scandal in American history.
And you go to truthdig.com to see that, right?
Yep. It's all there. We got the letters and everything.
Boy, I would love some time to ask you about what happened at the L.A. Times.
Well, you know, the Chicago Tribune, the Tribune Corporation bought Times Mirror, and, you know, I was attacked by Bill O'Reilly all the time, day after day, and Rush Limbaugh, my column. And, you know, these guys need waivers from the FCC. They want to own radio stations and newspapers in the same market. They play politics in Washington. And they came in, and I was, you know, I was the third rail, and they got rid of me, you know.
Well, I think
it was a victory for Bill O'Reilly. But, you know, life goes on. I'm still appearing in a lot of newspapers, and we got our Truth Dig website, and I got the new book out. And so there it is, playing.
And you can come on here anytime. And we love having you. We love having you. Robert Scheer, thank you so much for being on here this morning.
Great.
Thank you very much. All right, there's Robert Scheer. Go to truthdig.com to read about the Ken Lay Bush connection. All right, we'll open the phones at 9:17, 17 minutes after 9, 303-713-7600. Anything you want to talk to J. Marvin and Todd more about, 303-713-7600. If you want to talk to Todd about music, if you want to talk to us about politics, if you want to talk to us about anything, Red Rocks, June the 10th. Knows I work that in. You like that?
Sweet.
Yeah, that's right. That's my radio background. If you want to talk about giving away Dixie Chicks tickets, which we're going to do on Friday, any of that stuff, 303-713-7600. So you're going to take us out with something?
Sure, you bet.
Got to get your guitar in place.
Advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
There are exciting opportunities at Colorado State University's Summer Session. Over 500 courses in a broad array of topics and disciplines. Courses are offered in 4-week terms, an 8-week term, and weekend seminars. There are no formal admission requirements. Students from any university can enroll. High school students can explore the challenge of college. Teachers and professionals can take courses to enhance their careers, upgrade skills, and broaden their perspectives. Campus is laid back and hassle-free. Summer Session. Focused, flexible, friendly. Visit summer.colostate.edu.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-332-4694 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-332-4694. That's 1-800-332-4694.
Be stunning. Right now, you'll find a huge variety of fresh, nursery-quality plants grown locally at guaranteed everyday low prices. Stop by the Home Depot today to make your garden beautiful.
Does the risk of losing money in the stock market scare you or keep you up at night? What about the threat of depleting or outliving your retirement dollars? Fed up with the minimal returns of your CDs or bonds? If you answered yes to any of these questions or are simply interested in protecting your retirement, listen every Saturday 2 to 3 and Sunday 11 to noon to Money and Retirement Talk. Learn how to guarantee yourself a 14.23% return next year with absolutely no risk and about a checking and savings account with no minimum balance and 100% liquidity. That's Money and Retirement Talk, Saturdays from 2 to 3 p.m., Sundays 11 to noon, right here on AM 760.
I have an invention, but I don't know what to do next.
Are you an inventor? Or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? InventHelp has inventors' information for you. Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-800-900-9241. It's a free call, so dial 1-800-900-9241. That's 1-800-900-9241.
Just Brakes.
My brakes are grinding. I need pads and shoes, right?
Just Brakes will replace pads and shoes on all four wheels and even machine rotors and drums for $99.88.
I'll come in next week.
Just Brakes recommends you bring your car in today. It's likely your brakes are already damaged.
Sounds serious.
It is. Brakes should be inspected at least once a year. Damage to major components can be a costly brake system nightmare.
Pads and shoes installed on all four wheels for $99.88. Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
At Just Brakes, we
parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
Big Head Talk in studio with Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
All right. Big Head Todd. Todd Moore. Red Rocks, June 10th. Plenty of tickets still available.
Well, some, not plenty.
Well, you always say plenty in the radio business.
Really?
Even if some is only some, you say plenty.
Okay. I thought you were supposed to say just some, so that people got to rush to get the tickets.
Oh, well, maybe you do. I don't know. Limited amount of tickets available now.
There you go.
How about that? Tickets are going fast.
That's right.
Very limited tickets.
Excellent.
Right?
I hear the traffic already.
After today, there won't be any left. It'll be SOL.
That's right. That's what we're hoping for, anyways.
Well, you will. Oh, well, high today, 72. Partly sunny with thunderstorms. You got up early this morning at 5:30.
It's beautiful. It's a beautiful time of day to be awake. I could shift my schedule very easily.
Oh, man. You know what? You're a sick man.
That's nice. I like it.
We come to, so, is it true? You can tell people it's true. Am I asleep at like 5:30 in the morning as compared to now?
Well, you're a little bit slower, but I mean 6 o'clock and you're jamming.
You were like right up, right in steam.
But you get here at like 4:30 and study and read up and
go through my stuff.
Yeah, so that's an early day.
So the next time you appear with appear on this show, which I know you'll do again,
absolutely.
You got to come in here at 4:30.
Okay. I'll give it a shot. If I can learn something from it, I'm in.
Todd, we'll just roll in when we get here at about 5:45, 5:50.
Okay.
I'm looking forward to that time you fill in. We'll get a little extra sleep.
Okay.
Yeah, because you're going to, because hopefully Todd's going to fill in solo for me.
If I can make a difference, if I can help out, I'm all over it.
You'll do it. You'll do it. You'll do great. Okay, let's go out to the phones. And we go to Randall in Cheyenne. Randall, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey.
Hi.
Good morning, Todd.
How are you, Randall?
Hey, it's great. I just wanted to call and say hi and thank both of you very much.
You enjoying the show today?
Oh, I am, Todd. I kind of want to talk to you about a couple of old girlfriends or friends that you may have remembered.
Oh, geez.
A girl named Sabrina and a girl named Annie from in college.
You know, I don't remember those names.
You don't remember Annie Vandersteel?
It doesn't ring a bell, but that doesn't mean I don't know them.
Well, one's my wife, and I want her to call up and say hi to you today.
Cool.
But I figured I would do it.
Cool.
I also wanted to thank both of you, and Todd, I'd like to have you do a little more guest commentary.
Well, thank you very much. I'm glad you enjoy it.
No, I am. And Jay, I just want to thank you wholeheartedly. You've become an island in a sea of conservatism up here in Wyoming, but you have made a difference for us.
Well, thank you very much, man. It's good to be able to be, get together and visit with you every morning.
You know, I came on as soon as you did when Air America first started up here, and let me tell you, you're the best radio station in Wyoming, believe it or not.
Well, thank you. You're very kind.
But you had kind of egged me on last year, and I ran for House of Representatives, and I'd just like everybody who's listening to give it a try. Let's make a difference.
Yeah. Sweet. Absolutely.
You know, I didn't win the first time, but like I say, it's a tough crowd up here, but we're going to keep doing it, and our Democratic Party is really pulled together.
Well, cool. I'd love to come up there and meet with you guys sometime.
Well, we'd love to have you. I guarantee you.
All right. Well, you know what? Drop me a line, and maybe we'll get together.
I'll do that, and I appreciate it. I'll get off the air so somebody else can get in, guys, but thanks a lot.
Okay, you got it.
All right. Bye-bye.
See ya. Let's go to Pier in Hartselle. Pier, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
Hi, Todd. Listen, I just wanted to kind of segue into what your last guest had said about the media and how they're owned by certain companies. And because I'm so tired of hearing this Democrats have no ideas thing. And if you actually listen to any Democrats when they're ever allowed to speak, they're full of ideas, you know. And in fact, I've seen a few times where the Republicans have taken the Democrats' ideas, so they're good enough for them, you know. But I think it's just gotten to the point where everyone says, oh, Democrats have no ideas. And in reality, they have tons of them. You just don't see it. You know, they don't. A perfect example, when they had the, not riots, demonstrations just recently in Washington and stuff, there was no coverage of it. You had no idea. And I've heard that there were anywhere from 200 to 500,000 people showed up for these things. And that, where was it on the news? Nowhere. So news has gotten to the point where it's just pretty much a joke when it comes to, you know, anything that's legitimate, and that, you know, if it's not good news about Iraq, they just don't want to say anything. And then where is the good news about Iraq? Every time you hear some reporter goes over there, the next thing you know, half his crew is dead, or her crew. So, you know, I think that it's just urban legend again that the Democrats have no ideas, and I'm so tired of hearing it. And that's basically all I had to say. But
Todd, you want to comment?
Well, I agree with you about news. News is entertainment, isn't it? And
yeah.
Unfortunately, it's not information, and it's not fair and balanced. It's not no spin. It's just about entertainment, grabbing eyeballs, selling eyeballs. And we got to fix that somehow. We got to figure out a way to educate and to use media to educate.
It's kind of like the deal with Jefferson. You know, if he's a crook, I say throw him out. Who cares? But you know, where were they for all the rest of those guys? Why weren't they getting the warrants and going into Duke Cunningham's office and all of that? You know, no. When it's a Democrat, they enforce everything that they can get away with. And of course, now we're seeing the backlash because they're all upset because God only knows what Bush has got on all these guys. But anyway, so, but that was all I had to say. And keep up the good work. And I love your music, Todd.
Oh, thank you much.
So anyway.
All right. Thanks, Pierre. Well, you know, you see, what the media does is the media goes and looks for centrist Democrats. You know what a centrist Democrat is, don't you?
No, I don't.
It's a Democrat who agrees with the Republicans.
Okay.
That's why
Lieberman.
It's like, that's why Lieberman and Biden and those guys always are on TV all the time.
I gotcha. It's not because they're good looking?
No.
Okay.
No.
Sometimes I think it's because of that. I mean, because of the good looking charm charisma factor.
Well, that helps. But, Look at Lieberman. I mean, as Paul Krugman calls him, TV head Joe or something, or talking head Joe, because he's on TV all the time.
Yeah,
you know, agreeing with the Republicans continuously. That's why you know, Ned Lamont's giving him a run for his money. And you know, I hope Lamont beats him in the primary. It probably won't happen, but it sends a strong message.
It does.
And we win anyway by just having Ned Lamont there.
Right.
You know. Absolutely. All right, 303-713-7600, last half hour of the show here. Traffic is just what are we going to do here? Well, we're going to go to a break. Okay, we're going to do a little traffic, and then we'll come back with more of Todd and Jay, or Jay and Todd. We should call Todd and Jay.
No way. You're the man, Jay.
Since you're the bigger of the two names.
You're the man.
Man, we've had everybody come in here and wanted your autograph. And
that's because I'm a novelty. I'm an entertainer.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Well, you're talking about important issues that are important to all of us. And that's really a lot more important than entertainment.
Hey, you haven't been talking about chump changes last 3.5 hours.
Well, I care a little bit every now and again.
A little bit. Come on. Come on. All right, 9:30 at AM 760 Progressive Talk. You want to take it?
Finally, a more mortgage banking firm you can trust to help you buy the home of your dreams or refinance without outrageous closing costs. Encore's experienced financial consultants will educate you on how to get the best loan. Encore's commitment to 100% customer satisfaction is attained by meeting clients 7 days a week, face-to-face. If you're ready for a relationship with a mortgage banker approved by the Better Business Bureau that will put your interests first, call Encore at 720-266-4917 now. That's 720-266-4917.
Off to the right-hand shoulder, so really not a factor in this morning's drive. 6th Avenue is thinning out across Lakewood. C-470 is in much better shape itself, and all of our side street crashes have been cleared off the roadways as well. In today's forecast, we'll see that high of 77 degrees, and currently we're at 59 degrees in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Visit Scandinavian Designs now to view their wide selection of fine, beautifully designed, affordably priced furniture.
So you're sitting at your desk, working for the man, making things happen. You're a star. Sure you are, and you deserve a new ride. Now, the boss won't be paying for those new wheels, but he won't mind you taking a few minutes to find them at cheaperfords.com. Over 800 vehicles, all makes and models, right here in Metro Denver. Domestics and imports, and always plenty of pickups and SUVs. All internet priced. Nobody's looking, so log on now to cheaperfords.com.
Hey, how's the wedding planning going?
I'm excited, but the planning is really stressing me out. Between the caterer, florist, and my mother-in-law, I'm completely overwhelmed. And what about the music at the reception?
Whoa! Just breathe, girl. Music is the easiest part. When I got married, I called Team Nickel Productions, and they did so much to help me out. They know weddings are expensive, and they worked within my budget.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Team Nickel Productions met with me in person to pick out the music I wanted to hear for my special day. They even worked with my reception location to set up all the details. And they even had karaoke. It was the easiest part of my wedding. You should call Team Nickel Productions now.
What's the number?
720-266-4918.
Call Team Nickel Productions at 720-266-4918 or click on the image in your media player. Let Team Nickel Productions provide the music for your exclusive gathering. Team Nickel Productions, 720-266-4918.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
Comcast and the Colorado Department of Transportation.
Here's good news for anyone who's paying too much for their cable service. Dish Network has now drastically slashed its price to just half the cost of cable. To just a month. I'm sorry, what? Oh, really? Okay, it seems the Dish Network price is now too low to say on the radio. So I'll just repeat that Dish Network is now half the cost of cable. But that's not all I can say. Oh, no. Order Dish Network now and you'll get 1 free month of our most popular programming, plus a complete Dish Network system installed with 4 receivers and a brand new Dish Network DVR recorder, all free. And now you can try it all risk-free for 30 days. So even though I can't say Dish Network is now... I can say it's half the price of cable with a 30-day money-back guarantee. No! Call Dish Direct now at 1-800-400-1218. But hurry, this is a limited-time offer for new customers only. Call 1-800-400-1218. That's 1-800-400-1218.
Now back to Jay and today, Big Head Talk on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Big Head Todd, the Monsters, June 10th. Red Rocks, a few tickets available.
That's a good. Limited quantities.
Limited quantities. Friday, on this show, Dixie Chicks tickets available. We'll be giving them away.
Awesome.
Yeah, and their new CD is really good.
I'm going to get it today.
Yeah, it's definitely worth checking out. I got it about a week ago. Two best CDs out right now are Dixie Chicks and Neil Young's CD.
I was just going to say Neil Young.
Yeah,
my mind.
What a great. Are you working on an album?
I'm always working on an album, but I'm kind of a guy. I'm just like, I write songs, so every day or every week, you know, I'm a one song at a time guy.
You write songs every day?
No, I work on them every day. I'm not a song a day guy. But I write every day. I write music every day.
Wow. What time do you usually do that, in the morning?
Usually in the evening. I write prose and poetry in the morning because that's when my language brain is working. But
Brian,
then it goes away.
Or, like me, it never shows up. All right, let's get back on the phones here, and we go to Jay in Littleton. Jay, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Yeah, morning, Jay. Morning, Todd. Jay, I was wondering, I think I barely caught you. What did you say about voting for a Democrat that would use a corporate jet?
I question any Democrat that would use a corporate jet. I'd like to know why, who it was, what the circumstances were, and if they want to tell me flat out one way or the other that they're, if they are or not beholden to them.
Oh, okay. So just because they use a corporate jet, if you can get a proper explanation, wouldn't mean you would vote against them then.
No. But in other words, if they flew on a corporate jet and legislation were to come before them that was
biased.
Yeah, you know, legislation was come before them, and they were to cast a vote either in favor of the people that they represent or the people who paid for them to fly in their jet, who would they vote for? Then I'd like to know that answer.
Yeah. Did you know that the politicians have to pay the equivalent of a first-class ticket to ride in a corporate jet?
I don't know that that's always true. I understand that John McCain rode around in one and wrote it off as a campaign contribution.
Well, I can't speak for that, but I know when I flew in corporate back in the 80s, I flew both sides of the aisle. And, you know, it might be a case of reconsidering because the corporation I work for is going to work both sides of that aisle. If the Republicans are in, they got their lobbyists on the plane for Republicans.
Well, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
That's why I'd like to know why they're there. In other words, why don't they just fly private aircraft and pay a ticket like everybody else?
Oh, you mean fly the airlines?
Fly the airlines, right.
Yeah, well, it's easier to get them into places and quicker than it is to ride the airlines.
Yeah, well, you know what? It'd be easier for me to get into those places, too, if I could fly a corporate jet, but the chances of that happening aren't gonna materialize.
Oh, absolutely. I wouldn't disagree with that. But So,
in other words, anybody who uses a corporate jet is up to question, as far as I'm concerned. Because those lobbyists are on that jet, and they do call back and want something. And I've had prominent senators... no names named here, because they told me candidly that if it comes between my call as a constituent and a corporate call, they're going to take the corporate call first.
Yeah, I just think that's both sides of the aisle, personally, on that.
Well, no, I know it goes on both sides of the aisle, and I don't approve on it. I don't approve of it on either side.
Right. Right. Anyway, that was my input to it. I hope you do take a close look at it so you can understand what that particular politicians up to, because, you know, you might be voting against somebody that does serve your interest.
Yeah, well, you know what, 9 times out of 10, if they're on a corporate jet and it's filled with lobbyists and they got some kind of a ride or a campaign contribution out of it, nobody gives anything for free, so they want something.
Oh, yeah. But
and then that's one of the reasons why I don't want to vote for them.
Well, that would be, I hate to tell you, that would probably be all the senators then.
Well, then it may be, but I bet you we can find some senators who haven't, and I bet you we'll find more that are running all the time that won't, and that's the fact of cleaning up the Democratic Party, is getting those who do and getting rid of them for those who won't.
Yeah, that's really an uphill task. I agree with what you're saying, but I just see it as it seems like the reality of it is that
it may be an uphill task, but we got to start somewhere.
Yeah, we got to do it.
Yeah, I understand. Okay.
All right, thanks.
Yep.
You got it. Let's go to Helen in Westminster. Helen, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
I just want to talk to, you know, the woman caller who talked about the medication for people for mental health. It infuriates me when I think people like this who are so quick to judge. I've been on medication for years, and if it weren't for the medication, I wouldn't be here.
Yep.
I wouldn't be here, and thank God that I've had the care from my therapist and my psychiatrist who helped me get through it, because I was at the depths of hell. And I just want you to know that every time you talk about this, it makes me feel good about myself, because you have such courage.
Well, you should feel good about yourself,
because
you know what? You're a pioneer.
Yes, I am. and I thank you. And every day I listen to you, and you are awesome. So keep up the good work, Jay.
Thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. And for everybody who takes meds, there's nothing to be ashamed of. I take, let's see, Lexapro, Klonopin, and one other one that has like a really weird name, starts with a P. And it keeps me from being nuts. Well, okay, we won't go that far, but it keeps me from... So it makes it so I can show up to work.
Hey, the world needs a sane J. Mark.
Well, we don't know about that, Todd. We don't know about that. All right, let's go to Robert in Denver. Robert, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
How are you guys doing?
Good.
Hey, Todd, just a brief little addendum. I played with you a couple benefits years ago with the River Reach here.
Oh, cool.
Robert Eldridge.
Great. Hi, Robert.
How you doing?
Great.
I just wanted to basically, my stick is that it's funny how, you know, you were talking about entertainers and voicing their opinions and whatnot. It's interesting that, you know, the Republican Party's main sort of father figure, you know, Ronald Reagan, was an actor / entertainer.
Right.
And nowadays, you know, if you look at what Republicans are, you know, are getting all over, bent over about Hollywood, you know, and Hollywood support of, you know, liberal causes and Democrats and whatnot, they forget that one of their main cohorts was an entertainer.
Absolutely.
And I just wanted to, you know, just express that, you know, entertainers, actors, it doesn't matter who you are or what you are, you know, as long as you believe in what you feel and believe in what's right, it doesn't matter.
No, people like Ronald Reagan during the blacklist years decided what actors would and would not work when he was head of the Screen Actors Guild.
I know. It's amazing.
I mean, the guy is like a scumbag.
Yeah.
You know? Well, he is. I mean, for that and many other things.
He's got a nice son, though.
Well, he's got a nice son, but, I mean, he was like, I mean, where do you think all this stuff with the welfare queens and all this stuff came from? And then what do you think about a guy who goes and kicks off his campaign by going to Philadelphia, Mississippi, where the civil rights workers, Cheney and Schwerner and I can't remember the third one, are murdered? I mean, the guy was, you know what? I mean, he was, but Robert's right. He was an entertainer.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny. It's like, you know, when you watch certain media outlets, you know, I'm not going to mention their names, obviously, but they're always, you know, talking about entertainers don't have anything to say, they're yada yada, but it's almost like a sense of hypocrisy, yet some of their main icons, you know, well, I mean, Arnold, you know, in California.
Schwarzenegger?
Entertainer. You have a lot of, I guess, double standards when it comes to the rhetoric of, you know, certain, you know, ways people try to castigate individuals in the media talking about certain issues.
I agree with you. Actually, it's kind of a natural transition from entertainment into politics. They require a lot of similar skill sets.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you're in front of people. You have to have, you know, the quick mindset, meaning you have to be somewhat articulate. You know, obviously, that's not the case with our fearless leader there in Washington.
Yeah, you got that right. Oh, Lord. All right, Robert, thank you, man.
Thanks, Robert.
Will do. You guys have a good one.
Okay, 944 at AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're going to take a break. You going to play us into the break?
Yeah, how about that? Boy, man, these breaks come up fast.
Don't they? Because we're having a good time.
Are you living with stabbing jaw pain? Excruciating headaches? There may be an option for you to finally get relief without surgery. It's called Gamma Knife. Swedish Medical Center's Gamma Knife is a quick, painless procedure that targets the condition called trigeminal neuralgia that may be causing your pain. Call 720-266-4910 to find out if Gamma Knife treatment could be an option for you. That's 720-266-4910.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8255.
303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Michelin Tires at Discount Tires. Stop by Discount Tires today and ask for Michelin Tires and enjoy a full driving experience.
Can't stand George W. Bush? The Bush-Cheney bumper stickers make you cringe. At All American Vogue, we carry a large selection of anti-Bush magnets, T-shirts, buttons, bumper stickers, dartboards, and a whole lot more. We have great gifts for the politically conscious and unconscious. Come support All American Vogue so that we can continue to support Progressive Talk, AM 760. Come see us at 10 South Broadway, one block south of First Avenue at Ellsworth, or call 7 days a week, 303-733-4140.
Do you want to know how to extend your life and improve the health of your heart? Just ask an Icelander. We live longer than anyone else in the world and have the world's lowest rate of heart disease and stroke. For centuries, we've relied on omega-3 from the clean, cold, unpolluted waters of Iceland. Now we'd like to share our secret with you by sending you a free bottle of Iceland Health omega-3. Our pharmaceutical-grade omega-3s have twice the power of ordinary fish oil. Iceland Health omega-3 can help you experience better sleep, memory, and skin, even relief from joint pain.
As a result of taking Iceland Health, my blood pressure has dropped tremendously.
I tell you what, I get up in the morning, I'm moving. No more stiffness, you know, just going.
Find out how to get your free bottle of omega-3 and feel the difference for yourself. Call 1-800-400-4194. For your free bottle, call 1-800-400-4194. 1-800-400-4194.
Blue List is AM 760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting progressive companies locally, like Colorado Landmark Realtors, Bauhaus, and Computer Superheroes. Go to am760.net today and learn about how you can join these progressive companies.
The Army National Guard.
I'm Lisa Mendez. Being in the National Guard and having a community to protect is a great feeling. There's actually two reasons that I joined. One is because the great benefits. Then I also joined because of my family. I'm defending my country. They will teach you to be a stronger person, and that's one reason I joined. Hear the story about how the National Guard has changed my life at 1-800-GO-GUARD.com.
Sponsored by the Colorado National Guard. Aired by the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hi, this is Dave Logan for Regency Bristol Windows. Cut your energy bill by 47% guaranteed. And with every two windows you buy, get one window free. Call Regency at 303-233-0833.
Regency Windows.
Live, local, and progressive. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Is Todd Park. Todd Park Moore. Big-headed Todd.
That's me.
Todd.
Yes.
Big.
Yes.
With Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Dixie Chick tickets to give away on Friday. And the high today of 72, partly sunny with thunderstorms. Okay. Yeah, I asked you this earlier, but I want to ask it to you again. What kind of music do you listen to when you're not listening to, what do you listen to at home?
I listen to a lot of R&B, I like Bob Dylan a great deal. I like symphonic music, classical music, Mahler, Stravinsky, that kind of thing. I'm all over the place. I listen to everything.
Bob Dylan is great.
He's the greatest. He's my hero.
Tell the story.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I could have.
Well, yeah, you got to tell the whole thing about you busting me and then turning around.
I busted you because you wanted to knock on Bukowski's door.
Charles Bukowski's door. Yeah.
You chickened out.
And I couldn't do it.
And so I said, what? You should have just done it. And even though he would have, like, given you some guff for it, you would have had a good story. And then I came up with my story where I chickened out. I was in the same room with Bob Dylan, although he was surrounded by security guys, mind you.
Yeah.
So I would have had to broken through a line of security guys to say hi to him. But I should have done it because he is my all-time hero. And I would have had a story out of it.
See?
So that's a lesson to our audience if you get a chance.
Go ahead and do it.
Yeah, break in.
Go ahead and do it.
Except don't do it to me.
Why not?
Well, you know how it is, don't you, Jay, when you're at a restaurant and...
No, nobody ever comes up to me.
Well, if you do a couple more of those Rocky's Auto ads, they will.
No, they don't. They just look at me. They just... No, nobody comes up to me like they do with you. Doesn't happen.
It's going to happen.
But
I see big things for you.
You know who else? Lou Reed. I like Lou Reed.
I love Lou Reed.
However, he's kind of gone downhill a little bit in the last... What was that whole album that he did that was all...
He's done some experimental things, I think.
Some that was all... What was it? Edgar Allan Poe. I couldn't relate to it.
Yeah. Edgar Allan Poe isn't exactly mainstream today.
That's a little rough.
It is a little rough.
But I have no idea what he's up to now, though. I haven't looked and seen if he has anything new out in a long time.
Yeah, I haven't either. But he had some great albums.
Oh, yeah, man.
White Lightning.
Oh, yeah. The whole Velvet Underground thing is great. I listen to that stuff a lot still.
I do, too. It's fabulous music.
Yeah, it is.
No doubt about it.
Music's great stuff. I just can't get enough of it.
You're lucky. I mean, it's a great passion to have. It's a very important passion. I mean, I think that politics is a great passion, too. I can't get enough of politics.
I can't get enough politics, and I can't get enough of music.
Maybe you and I should form a political band.
Yeah, but I can't play any instruments.
But you could write the lyrics.
I don't know how to write lyrics.
Yeah, you do.
I do
you
not.
You got country lyrics just hanging out of your mouth on the tip of your tongue every time I talk to you.
Yeah, but they're ones that I stole from other people. Like Whitey Sanger Schaefer, one of the greatest country music writers of all time that no one knows about or whatever, died in anonymity, but he was a writing partner of Lefty Frizzell. Drank a quart and a half of gin a day.
Wow.
So did Lefty.
That's a lot on the liver.
Yeah. Wrote my all-time favorite country song, My House is Your Honky Tonk.
And?
You want me to do the other part? I always do it on the air. I found five whiskey bottles
trash can.
In your trash. Yeah. I wouldn't mess with any man who drinks that much mash. I see your footprints on my woman's shoes.
I think that's you're raring for political office with lyrics like that.
But I just can't write anything. Like
I don't
that.
Believe that. I think you got it in you.
How do you write a song?
It's a tough question. I usually start with music first, and then suss out what the lyrics are supposed to be from there. Music is always first for me.
Really?
It is.
So do you just get a melody in your head?
Yeah, either in my head or goofing around on a guitar or on a keyboard or different, you know, instruments, and just go from there.
And then so you're goofing around a guitar, and you, oh, that sounds pretty good, and then you add the lyrics in later?
Exactly. I write melody first. The lyrics are next.
Wow.
You know, I put out a template of how many syllables I need in every line to match the melody, and then I just have a syllable map, and then I just go to town from there.
Whew.
It's easy.
It sounds complicated.
I know.
It does.
It's not.
Well, you've been doing it a long time.
I have been.
How long have you been playing?
I've been playing music all my life, but with Big Head Todd and the Monsters, I think it's been almost 20 years now.
How do you stay together? You know what? That's something else that fascinates me. How do you stay together with somebody, or how does somebody keep the same job for 20 years? I've never worked any place more than 3 and 4 years at a time.
I just got lucky. That's how I look at it. I love what I do, and I love the people I do it with, and we've never had a great reason to do anything different.
You know what it is? You don't engage in self-destructive behavior. That's what it amounts to.
That spells the end of a lot of groups. For sure.
I engage in self-destructive behavior, which means that I end up walking out for one reason or another.
Well,
or getting fired.
Yeah, but you've been meandering towards a better passion for you. I mean, you got to be psyched with your career now than when...
Yeah, I love Colorado. There's no better place to live. I love this radio station, and I love Colorado. All right, you want to see if we can squeeze in one more call?
Sure.
Let's go one more call. Let's go to Pete in Boulder. Pete, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hi, Todd. Hi, Jay.
Hey.
Pete.
I had a couple questions for Todd, actually, about the music industry.
Okay.
I was at your website just the other day, and I noticed you have a streaming music player.
That's right.
Where... pretty much here, it looks like all of your albums, like as much as you want.
We got a lot of stuff up there, you're right.
How do you feel about listeners feeling that music and being able to access it all for free?
I'm a big fan of free music. I think that we need I'm against the RIAA and against all of the monetization efforts that they have in trying to stamp out recording and all that. And I think that file sharing is great. It's great for music. It's great for culture. The more of our culture that can be free and freely accessed, I think the better off we're going to be. So how's that for a short answer?
What about all the time and energy and money you put into those recordings, though?
You know, I make my money playing live. I've never made hardly any money playing or selling records, and not very many artists do. I think that artists should figure out ways to be compensated, but I think technology has kind of trumped us in the area of selling records. And that's just my opinion. I know a lot of people disagree with me. The second part of it for me is I think that maybe if artists did things for reasons other than making money, we'd have a better culture.
Nothing beats live music, man.
Absolutely. So a big portion of your income is from ticket sales?
Yeah, almost all of it is.
So grab the last two seats that are available at Red Rocks. Okay, Pete, thanks. We got to go. I don't mean to hang up on you, but we're running out of time here. So grab the last two seats left at Red Rocks, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, and you don't mind people going to your website. Give your website. Plug your website.
It's bigheadtodd.com.
And people can go listen to your music?
They can listen to our music there, yes.
Find out what your street team is up to?
Find out everything about us. Find out when we're playing. Get all of our...
What about your blog so they can read your poetry and also your philosophical stuff?
Yeah, that's morephilosophy.blogspot.com.
That thing's heavy.
It is kind of heavy. It's essays and poetry and philosophy. I give a philosophy lecture every week. It's about an hour long. And we're into Nietzsche. I just finished up Schopenhauer. So if you're into that, check it out.
So we all sit around and go, we're so stupid.
No.
No, but actually I read it. It was really good.
It's just talking about ethics and morality.
Yeah, it is, and it's good. It's worth reading. It's so plug that again. Plug it again.
More philosophy, just like it sounds, .blogspot.com.
And we'll link it. And you work on it every single day?
Pretty much. I'm either reading or writing every day, yeah.
Oh, good for you. All right, are we out of time? Is this it? This is it? Okay, you want to take us home? Thank you for being on the show. Really appreciate it. Red Rocks, June the 10th. Big Head Todd and the Monsters. Todd, thank you.
All right.
Do you have a home improvement project? House need painting? Need a new roof? Building a deck? Call Best in Class. Best in Class is a co-op network of some of Colorado's premier contractors whose work is guaranteed. Call 303-660-9669 and take the guesswork out of your next home improvement project. Register to win a home makeover in the Best in Class Ultimate Home Makeover Contest. Log on at callbestinclass.com. Weekly winners and one grand prize winner. Sign up now at callbestinclass.com.
Dork is back with their brand new album, Suck It. Join Denver's own Dork as they celebrate the release of their new disc, Friday, June 2nd at Rock Island for an all-ages show. Suck It, the new album from Dork, includes the new single, F-I-I-K, featuring Stefan Egerton of The Descendants. The Dork Suck It CD Release Party, June 2nd at Rock Island, 16, 14, 15th Street. All ages, $8. Doors at